shechita is only, now you're saying the shechita is done with shame shinu ba'olam. And the shechita itself, it's not enough to have shinu ba'olam.
Right. As a forerunner, as himself.
Right. But now you're saying that the whole shechita is going to be for the purpose of a shinu ba'olam and the carbon. So now the, insofar as, now it's a psalm of the shechita also.
Forerunner of a bad shechita.
That's right.
Meaning the
Zrika
makes it a reality in the
Shrita. Yeah, that's right. The Zrika makes it a reality in the Shrita. But in the Shrita itself...
It's not
going to
register.
Not going to register.
As a forerunner of Zrika, it registers.
Right.
Yeah,
it's all in
the Shrita.
That's right. That's what I think. Okay, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not in that thesis now. But anyways, Perek Beis Halach Vav.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yaakov.
So Perek Beis Halacha Vav.
I never saw cheshbon like that. I never saw something that sharp. Good.
All right. Okay. So shachta la'ochlo, lizav damo shelo la'ochlo. Okay. So you do shechita for the ochlin, and you have in mind that it's do zrika for non-ochlin. Ha pesach kosher, ve'en adam yotzei bo yidei chavaso. The Pesach's kosher, but a person can't be yotzei.
So that's a strange halacha there. That what that he, on the one end he's yotzei.
It's kosher.
No,
it's kosher. I'm sorry. One end it's kosher. One end it's kosher. Nevertheless, ain't no yotzei b'yedei chavaso. So what should it be really? What should it be really?
Should be
yotzei
or
kasher?
Should be
yotzei
or
pasul?
Right.
Because he
machshav
zochum
right. So that's why it's kasher.
Between rounds machal between ochlin and between arelim.
Right.
So he machshav zochum mizrika. So that's why it's kasher.
Right.
So why can't you be yotzei dechavaso?
Right.
Okay. So what is it?
All right. So the fiachim shem achshav zochum mizrika. Right. Okay. I got it. So Pesachim Daf Ayin Ches Tan Rabbanan Shachta LaOchlav V'Zarku Damo Shelo LaOchlav. So if you do Shechita for Ochlim and you actually do Zrika for non-Ochlim, HaPesach Atmo Kasher. So the Pesach is Kasher. V'Adam Yotzei Bo Yedei Chovasa. And Yotzei. The Girsas Harabinu Chananel Lizrok Damo Shelo LaOchlav. So he has the case where you're Shochet for Ochlim. And you have in mind that you're going to do Zrika for non ochlin.
The Rambam's case.
Right, the Rambam's case, but
Rambam's
he,
case.
But he has the same halacha in the Gemara there, as our Gemara, that it's kosher and you are yotzei.
And you are yotzei, Ramavur, not like the Rambam.
Right. Ulgir says, Ramavur, the hedge, the loki ha Rambam, the Vishach the lochlov, the Lizro the Mashal lochlov, Adam yotzei bei dechavasha. So in lo shenema the ha Rambam, he go race the ena the yotzei bei dechavasha. So you could say the Rambam has a different gear.
Different gear.
V'zeh tzarachim, v'harei ha-gemara v'aya lo'uk me'sham kerbinasam. So the Gemara, that's that the Gemara is trying to say that this braisa is like Rabbi Nasa. That Rabbi Nasa hold, d'achi las psachim lo ma'akva. Rabbi Nasa halot tzarach li'yos adam yotzei b'yedei chavaso gam kein. So if it's really Rabbi Nasa,
right.
So why would it be that he can't be yotzei? It's just
achi does not ma'akva. Because even if it's net ma'abasa, it's kosher.
Right.
Yeah.
You do Zrika even though it's my buzzer.
Right. Right.
So then you're certainly doing it Shlo Lachov.
Right.
There's no Lachov at all.
Right.
And then over there it's Chortza and you don't your Yotze basically.
Right. And then over there Yotze says.
Right. Rav Rashi says you don't need to do Pesach Sheni.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Pesach Sheni.
Right. I mean, he's so good about
that. Right. And later case he has. Where you have the Gemara brings it afterwards, where you have to get the extra chabura, he says they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. So,
right, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni.
Okay, so that's a tough possibility. So, the name of the Girsas Harambam, he Girsas Shalofanenu.
That what?
The Zarku Dam Shalolochlof. So you can see the Ram has, like our Girsa, right? That you shecht it for Ochlim, and you do actual Zrika for not Ochlim.
The actual Zrika for Shlo'achov, not like Rav Nosson. And not like the Ramban. So what does it accomplish? I mean, the actual zrika.
It's not right. Open steer.
Right. It says a v'chishev b'shas zrika who the adam yotzei de chovasa.
Right. Oh, you mean like cases?
Right, because
right.
Our
Gemara
doesn't matter.
Right, our Gemara, our Gemara have like Tosas as Gibsa, and our person printed Gemara.
Aha.
Right. This is Masha Ein Kein, Be'im Chishe B'Shchita, Amenas L'Zrok Damo Shelo Baruch Hu. So that's what the Ram. That's what you try to say. The Ram holds that the Gemara case is the Gemara where you do actual Zrika, so it's Kasher and your Yotze.
Right.
And has there, does Ram have that halacha?
No,
he doesn't have that halacha.
Right.
It's a different case.
But he has shechta halacha, v'zog dam shlo halacha.
Right.
In that case, it'd be kasher.
Why?
In the case of zrika,
where he does the actual zrika, it would be what?
It would be kasher.
And yotze.
And what?
Yotze.
Why?
Ein
machshav esochlam b'zrika, right?
That'll be straight.
Okay, so that'll be straight. But well, so why is it worse if it's pointed around? L'zrok, isn't it? Doesn't the Ram hold machshav nevod l'avoda?
Right. So, but ein machshav esochlam b'zrika, so it makes sense that it's kasher still.
Makes sense that it's kasher.
Why you not yotze?
Right.
But the thing is, it should be the same thing.
Right. Yeah, should be your yotze.
For sure, but at least it's not an open contradiction completely.
It's not an open contradiction.
So the Gemara.
Right.
Because exactly. You're saying it's not, I mean...
More different case than he's talking about.
Right, but the, I understand.
Conceptually, it's a contradiction.
But really, the Rambam Shita and Mechashim Me'avod L'Avod, the way he explained it before, should be identical.
Right.
I mean, that's the way he concluded.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like he's going to come
from. Okay.
Right.
For sure.
Right, so that's the thing of Al-Kasha. My Nachamina was that. So
I guess that's his question. Yeah.
Right. So well, why should there be any difference? Halotarvaya fad dina loho de'emach sheves ochlum bezrika. So de'emach sheves ochlum bezrika.
It's funny, it doesn't make any reference to its previous
piece. It definitely helped though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all one din of emach sheves ochlum bezrika. U'chidachazina da'a pesach atzma kosher mitamza. Bim kain ma'ishna de'vishavto am nas lizrok ein lem yotzi bo'i de'chavaso.
Right.
Should be the same thing?
Right. That's going to be a rough one.
Yeah.
That's going to be a rough one for the Rambam, because the Mechashim Eolah Olah.
Right.
It's Kilom Mebezrika.
Right.
Whew. Tough problem. Go ahead.
Right. Uvitoso, Stav Samachalov, Kasfu, Delahach Girsa, Degarsian Vizorak, Amirin de Bechishe Beshita, Amenas Lizrok Damo, Shalola of Love, Mikre Masheves Shalola of Love Beshita. Right, so the way that Tosos learns it, he learns that in this kind of case, where you shechted Amenas Lizrok Damo Shalola of Love, Tosos learns that that's a problem in the Shita. Is Masheves Shalola of Love in the Shita?
That's Machlokes Rav Chista and Rabbi.
Right, that'll be the Machlokes. Right. Ella de Lefize, Harait Tzorach, Lihios Gam Pazel. So then, if you want to go that way, you say that that's why there would be a distinction, but then it should be completely different. It should be puzzle, because the Yetzir P'sul Sholo Ochlin and Shchita.
Right.
Which, and everybody holds that's a problem.
Right. If actually it's a P'sul and Shchita.
Right. And if you want to start the answer by saying, differently than he said in the last reply, that really the Ram is working like Tozo's framework, that it's a P'sul and the Shchita, so, but then it shouldn't just be that you're not Yotzei, that should be P'sul the Karbon, because you have now Sholo Ochlin in the Shchita itself.
Right.
Yeah, but the Ram doesn't run away.
Right.
I think he's saying even if you want to,
you can knock it out in one sentence.
If you don't want to rely on what we said last time,
okay. It's still a bit
possible.
Aval haram de pasak de kasher. The imkain sorry like lo chashiva ke chishe b'shchita. So from the fact that Ram says that it's kasher, the carbon's kasher, clearly he's not holding that it's a like you're like a machshavah in shchita.
Because he probably in there that he passed on a chista.
He passed
on.
Because he passes kasher,
it should be possible.
Right.
Boy, he really. He knows how to ask a question.
Right. So, given all this, in Cain, Amaya Yotzibay de Chavazo. So, once we know that it's a working by Mechashon Eva Lavo, like we said before, and it's a problem in the Zrika.
Right.
So, and we hold the Imach Sheva Sochum Zrika, so it should be fine. So, now why should be Yotzim?
Allah Bazaar Shalom Ochlo, Adam Yotzim Yechavasa.
Right.
And the actual Zrika is done Shalom Ochlo, it's good.
Right. So, it comes back to the same question.
Same question.
ובאמס, תאף אם נאמה, דגיר צהרה ממחייסה, דאין אלה מיוצא בוידי יכול לעשות בפסח, גם כן תאמה בוי. So even if you want to somehow work out the problem you had before.
Right.
That's nice.
Same thing? Right. Okay. I think he asked that question before.
That's like a bridge question. So like this, Vihine, the half dina, the shafto amanash lizra dama shalala ochlov, the hapesach atmo kasher, which is the imach shavas ochlov bizrika, tzorachim. Right, so this halacha, that if you shechted amanash lizra dama shalala ochlov,
the Rambam halacha,
right, so that the pesach is kasher according to the Rambam, because it's imach shavas ochlov bizrika, so it's tzorachim.
That is of tzorachim.
Right.
Why?
The hare, the daf ayin ches, sham, tanya, nimnu alav chabura achas, the chazru v'nimnu alav chabura acheras, rishonim shiyesh lahem kizayas, ochlen v'ptura milasos pesach sheni.
Right.
Achronim she'ein lahem kizayas, ein ochlen v'cheyav milasos pesach sheni.
Good.
So, okay. V'hare, v'chad ein ochlen, so why can't they eat? Hu mishum de'ein ha'pesach ne'achal alu l'nuyav.
Right.
Hare, the chol she'eno roi la'achila, ein nuyo minui klal.
Slowly. What are you saying here?
So he's saying these guys, since they're the second group of guys, it would be impossible for them to eat in a way that they're yotzei their chiyuv, because they can't have a kezias. So they're considered ein roi la'achila, and then, and therefore, their minui isn't a good minui.
In other words, he's taking it to mean that when they can't eat, even if they would be able to, even if they'd be cholim.
Small amount of half exactly be us,
yeah, well, I don't know if be us, but
it wouldn't be a minute.
It wouldn't be, right.
Because it's a shalom minute, right?
Right. So he's saying even if they got better, they couldn't eat.
Isn't it
well,
case?
You mean,
I think they're all
you mean a different, yeah, I mean this case or a case of like
what is he saying? Is he saying
also with the two groups, right? The first group already is getting all
right.
The
10 people, there's 10 kizayim in the carbon.
Right.
10 people are man on it first.
And then what happened?
Then 10 more after, second. After the
and
first.
And then what's the 10 more?
They're normal.
They're regular.
Yeah, they're regular. They just can't.
There's no busser to eat. Right. So therefore, you can't be.
Oh, you mean there's no busser at all?
Right.
There's nothing left.
There's nothing left.
So when they're man at four, they can't do a chila, so then the mina.
There's nothing left.
It's not a mina.
Why? Listen, now, why can't
they... But the Gemara says, Achronim she'ein lehem kizayis.
There's no kizayis left, indeed.
I mean, there's nothing left.
Right. I mean, you could divide it further or something.
I mean, there could be certain, some pieces left, but maybe not kizayis.
Right, yeah, kosher, maybe.
Kosher.
It's not going to be...
Okay, well, either way. So, Arei, so, V'arei hodein, Achronim, Mishum dein, Pesach, Mechol, Niv.
Right.
Right, so why the law is
that
they're not allowed to eat? It should be allowed to eat, they just can't be
yotzei,
they don't eat enough.
Well, when it says not allowed to eat, it means that there's something for them to eat.
Right, but it could be so. Let's say one of the other first 10 got sick and there's a kizayis outdoor
right.
Or something.
Right,
these guys
can't eat,
they're not allowed to eat.
Why? Because not manuyim, because they weren't money on a kizayis.
Right.
Because they weren't money on a kizayis. Because if you're going to say there's a minui, even though there's not a kizayis, so they're manuyim. So now the guy let the guy eat a kizayis if he can eat it.
Or even let him eat half a kizayis. You got to eat, if like a chol is allowed.
I mean, why can't he eat half a kizayis?
Why
is it a psalm of carbon?
Or why is it nisr?
Why is it nisr? Like a chol can't eat kizayis. He can mana, if he gets...
I mean, that's what you're saying he can't do.
Okay. Let's leave it like that.
Right, further?
Yeah.
Okay. Says, so, yeah, okay. So that's what you just said there. If you're not Roy Prophila, so you don't have meat. So now, behind them, we show the Chol Iker din minui yalfina lal b'psachim da'af samach alaf, da'af v'da'af ayin ches. Mikra, de ishtafi achlo tochosu. Hakasov sha'alav la'akev. Umine yalfina gamkein hachdina de la'ochlov. Umimela ha'vegiras hakasov de
ha'am. Which then?
There's got to be. Mean. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right
That's right. Because ish lefi ochlo tochosol also. So you see the nimi is tied to the ochlo.
Right.
So it makes sense. Right? It follows the pasha.
Right.
And mela.
And mela is there's a pasuk that aminu hu rak al ochlo.
Right. Ish lefi ochlo tochosol also.
Right. V'sheinu roi l'achila lo chal alei klal aminu yishol pesach.
Right.
And the aminu is for ochlo. Ve'al-kain, so here in this case with the guys who are added on, so ha'achronim, she'im lahem kizayis.
B'shas minoy.
Right. Tzrichin la'asos pesach she'im. Ba'asurin le'echol me'arisha mishum de'ino ne'echol el anuyav.
Even if they can eat a kizayis, they can't do it.
Right. So, ul'fizeh harei nira dehu adin b'chol she'ino roi la'achilo lo chayil alei minoy shel pesach.
Right.
Anybody that's not roi la'achilo.
No minoy. Like this case where the guy can't eat because it's less than exotic.
Either it is less than exotic again, right. Bimonui,
or
else the guy can't eat.
It's
a chola. Fine. So far, so good.
Right. Daharei kulu chadinalu mikran de ishlofi achlo.
It's all one then, whether it's the busser is the problem or the problem is the gaffer.
Right.
Ishlofi achlo.
That's a minoi for achila. That's the nature of the minoi.
Right.
Okay, so given all that, Elfizeh Kasha. Bishachta Amanas Kuzrob Domo Shalolo Ochlov Amaya Pesach Kasher. So now, in the case where you shochet it in order to do Zrika for not for Lola Ochlov, let's say for Cholim, so why is it Pesach Kasher? Nehi de Eimach Sheves Ochlim Bizrika. So in terms of the fact that they're non Ochlim, so it's fine, good that there's no issue of Machsheves Ochlim in Zrika. Aval Mikiva de La Bar Mimu de Pesachu. In Cain, Halo Havim Bailin, the High Pesach Klal. But since these guys, the Machshava is for non Ochlim, and we just said that non Ochlim can't be B'nai Minui.
Minui, right.
So therefore, Mimela, it's for, they're non, but they're not Bailin. So it's a Shinoi Bailin. As it says, the Nimsa, the Nishchat, the Shinoi Bailin. The Tnan, the Reish Dvach, and the High Pesach Puzzle.
Okay, so the case where he's Shochet, Amenas, Lizrok, Shavolo, Ochlov. So, therefore what?
So the carbon should be possible.
Carbon should be possible.
Right, it's equivalent to being Shochet Amenas Lizrok Shavolo.
It's equivalent to being Shochet the Shrit Shavolo.
Right. Since these guys aren't Menuyim, since they're not Ochlim, therefore they're not Menuyim, and therefore they're not Bailim.
If they're not Menuyim,
they're not Bailim.
That's
Amenas Lizrok Shavolo.
Possible.
So the Pesach is
Because this week is Shalosh and Balaam.
And these guys can't be Menuhin because they're
Not
Ochlov. So once you say Shalosh Ochlov, you're saying Shalosh Nuyov.
Right.
Once you say Shalosh Nuyov, you're saying Shalosh Balov.
Right.
Once say Shlomo Balav, it's possible because it's Shini Balav.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Simple question.
Because
this thing, it just pops out.
Yeah, my
Pesach Kasher,
you're possible
on Shini Balav. Because it says in the beginning of Zvachim, the Pesach is possible, Shlomo Shem Balav, like Chattas.
Right. At some point you think that. So the Torah Lomar, Al-Pi HaMavoar, B'Pesach and Dach Samach Beis. The Machsheves Arelim Lo Habe Shinoi Bailim the Rava Yishum the Darshina Allah Velo Chavero Chavero Dim Yedide LaAfuke Arel the Lav Bar Kaparo. That's the Gemara on some of these. That Machsheves Arelim is not a Shinoi Bailim according to Rava.
Because he doesn't know from Hall.
Right, he doesn't know from Hall. Right. The Afra Chisda the Poleg Harim of Orsham the Hainuishim the Sarale the Mikri Roy the Carbonze Hallel the Ibai Misaki Nafshim. Avol beha kule amal opligi debayinu b'shinoi bailim roi the karbonze. And that's universal. That both rabbi and kusta holy's got to be roi.
Right.
This question is, do you have hope? B'chol mor b'zvachim da zayin chatas reshachta al misha mechuyav ola kshira ishim dolah mechaver the mididay.
Right. Because he's not chayav chatas.
Right.
V'alkein b'shachta shalol ochla de'eno roi lepesach ve'in b'yad l'sakin nashe. So when you're shochet for non ochlim.
Right.
Who are not really for Kazakh, and there is no tikkun.
There's no hall, there's no
way to do it. It's not just that it can be Kazakh, it's too late.
Right.
Right, and boss, even a chisel hold, you can't say hall, that's good.
Right. Because it's too late, because it's after the Shechita.
Right.
Can't go back in time.
So the imkain lo hari chaver the mididay. Mimela the leka hach psula the shinoi bailam.
The shaper has a question.
Kivan the shinoi bailam leka hacha. The rock the dainan midin psul the shalala othlov. Lazea hari kaimalon the imach shavuz othlov mizrika.
Right.
So on both tracks you're going to end up on.
So it's slow. So it's not a psul because it's not chaver d'midei day.
Right.
So there's no chalal shem in the carbon of somebody else.
Right.
So there's no psul in the carbon of chalal shem b'alam.
Right.
But what's the only problem?
Now the only issue
is if there's machshev shalom lachlo, the problem is zrika.
Right. Right.
So the Gemara says no, because achila is not a part of zrika.
Right.
So in terms of the kasha's the car, and now it's fine.
Kasha.
So now he says, "Ufizeh harei muvon heitev time of Rambam shepasach b'shachto la'ochlav l'zok damo shelo la'ochlav ha'pesach kasher ve'inam yotzi boi dechavoso hu kavar hikshinu dekivon de'im machshavas ochlan bezrika amayno yotzi boi dechavoso gam kein umeata harei nicha." So once we know this, the fact that he's not that he can't be yotzi with that pesach is good. So if you shech the chatas for somebody who's chayav in ola, so it's kosher because there's no chaver de midi day.
Right.
But still, it's not ola b'alam.
Same as here.
Right. V'chein pasu b'halachatas sham, dechatas sheshachta l'shem meis, kshera v'lo osa l'b'alam. Hare, deha deva inun chaver de midi day, hu rambling and lifts all akarba. So when you shech the Pesach, so similarly here, when you shech the Pesach for non-Ochlim,
right?
So they're not Menuyim, and there's they're totally removed from the Karban now. So now it's not going to be postal the Karban because it's not Chaver Dumi Didei. But Al-Koch Nehida Pesach Kosher.
Okay, so let's just define a little bit. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems to be saying that there's two types of psalm of Shini Balam. Right?
Right.
One type of psul of shini b'alam is a psul shini b'alam in the chefsa chalos chefsa shel karban. That the shame of the other b'alam is nitfas in this carbon, and that's a psul. And that's only been chaver adum yididei. But if it's not chaver adum yididei, there's no chalashem psul in the carbon. Because the shame is nitfas. The only thing is that the maisa's rika wasn't done for the right b'alam. So it can't be yotzi lechavoso. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
Clear. Okay. Nothing more to add. Let's hear from you.
Can I ask a question?
You go.
Just, let's say, according to that, if you did it for both, for a good guy and a bad guy, in terms of the phoba.
If you did it for what?
For Ochlam and non-Ochlam, or Bailam and non-Bailam.
Yeah,
both.
Yeah. Is it in his case?
Yeah, in his case,
right? Not the psul case.
No, not the psul, the chobah, whether you're the chobah. Because you're saying.
Mustavras, you would be.
You would be.
Yeah, because Mustavras, you would be, because only there's no psul of Olav Elohu Chavero. I mean, the Rambam apparently learns Olav Elohu Chavero means both are no good, like the Chazonish points out. And he doesn't point that out, raises a question, but apparently Ram learns that in the Shem Psul, if the Chavar is included, that's already a Shini
Bailam. Right.
But over here, it would seem it has to be done for him. So it would be Mustavar if it's done for him and for somebody else is all on my level of Lamar, as long as it's done for him.
Because he's in his particular field.
Right.
Ulfiza, Ulfiza, Yisyashu Gamke, Mashrik Shina. לפי זה הניסיון שגם כי מה שהקשינו דמיישנה שוחד על מנס לזרוק מחישב בזריקה עצמה. Right, so we asked before also why should there be a difference between the cases the sign of the Adam Yotze by the Yechov Asra.
Right, in which case he does Asher on the Chashig Asma, the guy that is Yosef.
Right, the Zrigat, the Zrigat Asma, right.
Right.
So, Lufiza Anicha, the name of Taha, the Mi She'eno Yachol Lechol, Ein Minu Yom Minui, Hu Rak Kodem Ashrit, Kodem Shrita. Right, because the fact that somebody who can't eat doesn't have Minui is only before the Shrita.
Very cute.
Avohol Le'achar Shekvar Nishchar Olav HaPesach, Ve'achar Kach Eino Yachol Lechol, Shuv Lo Paka Minu Yom Minai. When he the ena pesach olala, the sign of b'pesachim daf ayin ches shan the hayachol b'shas rika ena pesach olala. So very nice. It's fine that if he got sick after the shechita, so since now he's chol b'shas rika, the pesach not ola. Achein zeu rak mishum psula. The eno yachol lechol mina. Barei had the ilu she'en ruyin la'achila ein och ein yichol li'himanos ve'ein shochan alein har yalfina mikra di ishul fi'achlo tachosu barei le'af tachosu ha'av yishchita. Slow down a little bit. The whole of it, even though the Pesach does it, is not over for that guy.
Yeah, what is he trying to say? What is he trying to prove to him? Hodol, you know. My time will have a dinner day, Machshav Sachon Bezrika. Vishim Nacht Chosav Shrita. Vim came, Nachanam Lunin Levatel Minuyov, Havigam came, Rakat Shrita. Vinei Dulin Gavad Chosalachil Binagam Kazrika, Lukumavur of Sachon Dafayan Chesham, Vilfin Logam came according to Shlofi Achlo. I'm coming from Machazin, the Lion Machshava, I'm reading the Tali Bishas Shrita. Umishumach time with the Tachosa of a Shrita, and Kay, Nochanami, Nocholam, a Lion Bitla Minui, Zetoli Rak Bishrita, Blavachinir, Blaya, Blavachinirkan, Kodem Shrita, right now, and the Nimden Moshe Mesidem. At Shrita, at Shishra, Ashenkin Lach Shrita, and Yacholam Moshe Mesidem. וגם דכבר הוקפה הקורבן לבולב בשחיתה ולא שייך עוד כלל שיופקה דין מינוי ובילם שלום היה קורבן אשר על כן ממילא דגם בהם יוכל לאכול בשעה זריקה נהי דין הפסח יוכל להיקורב עליו אבל מקום מקום אינו פוסל עוד משום שני בילם כיוון לבולב של הקורבן מקרי right? So how is he being מחלק between the two Shas Rikas, that if he's a Monu B'Shas Shchita, and he's an Eni Yachol Lechol B'Shas Rika, so he still remains a Monu.
Right.
He's not Yotze.
Right.
What?
He's not Yotze.
He's just, you can't shech the carbon for him, because you can't shech the carbon unless there's going to be an Achila.
Right.
So that's just in the carbon.
Right.
But he still is a Monu.
Right.
And he still is a Bailam. But that's a separate halacha. That the circumstance of the carbon is such that you can't do a zrika for the carbon unless it's going to be followed by an achila.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with his status.
Yeah, but if there are other people who could be achila, you do a zrika for them.
Yeah.
It's just not ola for him. He has to be by the
right.
Shani.
Right. It's not ola for him. Because the carbon cannot be nikra bavura. Not because of the gavra's problems, but because of the situation. So it can't be nekva bavura, so it can't be yotze.
Right.
Of course, no to be yotze, it has to be nekva bavura. Lefize
harinicha hasugya dezar damo shalol ochla v'adam yotze v'yidei chavasu v'pesach. The name of the ayri misha hayad bari v'shas shchita v'chola v'shas zrika. So that's how that halachol makes sense now. The Shinoi Bailam last khan came the Kvar Hukva, the Hyos Bailam, Bishashkita, the Rakhisha Machsheva Shalula Ochla, the Chud with the Espuza. The Shabramir, the Chivin, the Emachsheva Sokhom is recalled, came in the Yotibay de Chavasso, Kamke. Okay. Masha Inkin, Harambam, the Ari Bishakta, the Nasa Zorok Damo Shalula Ochla, the Inkin, Ha Ino Roy, Lechol Gam Bishashkita, the Nimsa, the Batal Minuyo, the East of Machshavta, Gam Din Shinoi Bailam. Kain Shaper Pasak the Ain other Mutabi de Chovasa. The motion is part of the Shinai Bailam, maybe she ain't no Roy, last of Pesach, Pesach Kasher, maybe the Mutabi de Chovasa, the motion is part. So now once you posit this, so you get that case, it all works out.
In other words, he's saying like this. He's saying that the that if it's b'shat shkita amanat shlo ochlov, so it's an amanuyim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not ochlim, so it's amanuyim.
Right.
So then he wants to do the zrika shlo l'shem manuyov. So then the zrika is shlo l'shem bolov.
Right.
So that would be. So then because it can't be done in the day,
right.
So there's no shame. It's only cheftz shel carbon, but still you can't do it the shame l'shmo. So he can't be yotzei de chavasa. But if he was already a monoi b'shat shchita, so he is a bailam. So now when I come to zrika, there's no problem of the chaver dum de psalm carbon. That's out. There's no problem of shlor shem balav because he is balav. So what's the only problem? To do the zrika in order to have the shkita. I mean the achila. So there's no shame achila in zrika.
Right.
So therefore it's kosher.
Right. And everybody else is yotzei achila. He's just not yotzei achila.
Right.
Because he's not chazal achila.
Yes. What's lashon hara? Ain't not yotzei achila.
The other guys, for him, for sure, he's not yotzei achila.
But the Rambam says. So why does the Rambam say the ain't not yotzei bo yotzei achila? So. What's the Rambam's case? We read the Rambam's case. Oh, so there's no zrika l'shem any of the ochlov.
So he's just doing it for.
He's just doing the zrika completely for the cholam. So he didn't do it. So he didn't do any zrika for the other guys.
Right.
So they can't be yotzei.
And these guys can't be yotzei
because.
It can't be yotzei.
You mean if it was ochlov and shlo ochlov, it would be fine?
Yeah, but that's not the case. Shechta lo ochlov lizrog damo shlo ochlov.
Right.
So the zrika is only shlo ochlov. So there was never a zrika l'shem the bialim that are k'sherim.
It's not psul and the zrika. So then what's the case then when you actually do the zrika? So
when you actually do the zrika, shlo ochlov?
You get sick afterwards.
And so then.
Before the zrika.
Yeah, right, you get sick after the shlita then before the
zrika. So the menuyim are good.
Right. The menuyim aren't good. Who are you shopping it for? Are you doing it for both or are you shopping it just for these guys?
One second. Which case? We do
the menuyim. Where they get sick after the shlita.
So the menuyim is shashmita.
Right, and they're violent.
So they're all bailam.
And now you do zrika for that.
Now you do zrika for who?
For the sick guys.
Oh, so the only thing is, so insofar as the psalm carbon is not psalm carbon.
Right.
Insofar as doing it shlo l'shem bailam, there's no problem with shlo l'shem bailam. Because they're all bailam. So the only problem is that the zrika is going to be done not l'shem achila, hey, machshav zachom zrika.
So those guys are yotzei?
So what?
The other guys.
Those guys are the
chol.
How the other guys? They're not put in the zrika.
Why
are they not
included
in Zrika? Because
then it's both.
It's
fine.
There's no
psul machshava
here because Eimah
Shadachim
is
Zrika.
I thought they were included in
Zrika.
Machshava is only for.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to because it's. He's just like he said nothing.
Yeah, right. Then it doesn't exist. It's
Tam Lashma
Kami.
It's Tam Lashma.
It's good.
It's Tam Lashma.
Unless it's
machshavas
psul, everything's fine, and whoever
can
be good before is good for
it. There's no machshavas psul.
Right.
Machshavas doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't count, exactly. But this guy still can't be yotzei with that zrika because he's not.
In which case?
In the case where he gets sick in between the shchita and the zrika.
Right.
So even though everybody else is yotzei this Pesach and they don't bring Pesach Sheni, he still has to bring Pesach Sheni.
Because since he was sick, Pesach
zrika.
So the carbon can't be nasas b'shvilo because the carbon can only be nasas if there's going to be an achila.
Right.
If there's ochlam.
That's funny though. It's just the answer kind of is dealing with even though that's in the zrika, so the zrika has to be for a gavus chaz of achila. It's only ola for a gavus chaz of achila. Even though you say mashal from the zrika, right?
Yeah.
still, the Shazrika, the guy's not close to the Achila, it's not all of
it. Yeah, that has to be thought about a little bit.
Right.
I mean, why should that be?
Right. And also, the Gemara learns it now from Isha Fiyachla. That's what we're trying to work with. It's like a difficulty in.
So what's the problem? So the problem is, what's the difference between if he loses his ability to eat by Zrika, but he's a monoi, so then we say, Eimach Sheves Ochom Zrika, because the Zrika doesn't have to be done, Hashem Achila.
It's kosher. It's kosher.
Carbon's fine, everybody else is yet
to. Zrika is good.
Everybody else is yet to Achila.
Except him.
Except him.
Right.
Why him not?
Because you need a
gavra chazal
achila from
Ishul Fiyachal. You need a gavra chazal achila.
Because Ishul Fiyachal
is weak.
1 second. So even though he's a monoi, but if he's sick, so he's a gavra that you can't bring the carbon for. But for everybody else.
Everybody
but
else.
He's not a non-Baal. The reason he can't bring it for him isn't that he's lacking as a Baal.
No. He is a Baal.
So everybody else, there's no problem with Shinui Baal.
There's no problem with Shinui Baal. But he can't be Yotze.
He can't be Yotze with Azrika.
With Azrika. He can't be Yotze with Azrika. Why? Because he's a Gavra that can't do Achila.
Right. So you can't have a Kiyum Pesach. The only certain
Gavras
can have a
Kiyum Pesach. Even though we say Achila is not, that Zrika does nothing to do with Achila.
Right, but I guess the Kiyum HaVasa Pesach has to do with the Gavra who's an Ochal. Only Gavra who's an Ochal can have a Kiyum Pesach, HaVasa Pesach.
So that's a fine distinction, isn't it?
It's a fine distinction.
Yeah, Machshav is Ochal Mizrika. Say Machshav is Ochal Mizrika.
Right.
There's a Rashi on that.
One second. What is that? Where is Yotzei Dechavasa?
Where you are Yotzei Dechiv?
Yeah, by Zrika.
When you do the Zrika, Shalol Ochlov.
Shalol Ochlov.
But they were Menuyin.
Because they were Ochlov Mishas Shrika.
And so you gotta say the guy Mishas Shrika though was good.
Which guy?
And what about Mishas Shrika if he's not good?
He's not good.
But those guys aren't
Yotzei.
The other guy, the Ochlov are Yotzei.
But the ones that are good, because you need a gavra d'chazi.
Right.
That you still need. You need a gavra d'chazi b'shas rika. But if you have a gavra d'chazi b'shas rika, if you have a gavra d'chazi b'shas rika, so even though the zrika was not nasis l'shem ochlov, doesn't matter. Why? Because there's no machsheves alchon bezrika, but that's a separate halacha. That b'shas rika, the gav has to be a chazal achila.
Right.
It's
a separate halacha.
Right.
What? Where does that come from?
Ishna
fiachlo. So how's that work? I mean, that's a little bit vague, right?
That's the distinction.
Right. Machshava, we say no.
Right, we don't care if you're.
We don't care. Emor Shev is a but as far as the gavra being a chazi, we do care. If he's not a chazi b'shan zrika, he can't be yotzei. The thing is that the minu is not paka.
Right. For some reason,
the minu is not paka. Right. So once you did it already. Now the fact that he's an Ein Royal Achila cannot be Mafkia the Minui.
Right. I was just bothered if you say.
Why should you say
that? If you say the definition of Minui is a Minui L'Achila. So
right.
How do you retain that? Nice to have to speak to me closely, but what does it mean? Is a Mala and a Karban?
I guess they learn it's a lot in the carbon also, that Sholof will be soul. But also they require Gav HaKhazal HaKhila. They also require Gav HaKhazal HaKhila. Right, but once you say Allah is it's a gavra, so the gavra, it doesn't make sense that gavra b'shan shkita, the gavra b'shan shrika, it's not a din in the avod itself, it's a din in the gavra of the karban. So if he's, in terms of like the baal karban, if the baal karban has to be chazal achil in order to have a keen of the karban.
Of the zrika.
Even by zrika, he has to be gavra chazal achil.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to, once you're saying it's Allah in the gavra, to say the gavra b'shan shkita, the gavra b'shan shrika, it's not a din in the avod, it's a din in the gavra of the karban. So if he's not chazir gav karbon, so he's Ricky. He's not chazir gav karbon.
Right.
So it doesn't.
So it has nothing to do with him. Machshev zochum b'zrika.
Right. That's a question in the avod itself. Is machshev zochum b'sul machshev b'sul in the zrika? The interesting question is: he a chazir as a bal karbon that he can have a kiyum on the halachas of Pesach?
Right.
Switching. You're saying he's not a bal. What are you suggesting?
I'm saying that he can't have a. Yeah. No. I mean, he is a bal karbon. He just can't have. He's not chazak. He can't have the key on the walls of Pesach. It's descriptive. It doesn't really make super sense why you should say that.
Yeah.
He is a Bali, he can't have a key.
Gives kapara. Right? Mm-hmm. So in kapara, there's no machsheva sachila.
Right.
So that's why choshev shlo'lo ochlov, if there's no psul shini bailam, doesn't register. Because Zrika really is Kapara. However, at the same time, the carbon is really a complex carbon. Because the carbon involves the Maisa carbon and also the Mitzvah Sapesach. And Mitzvah Sapesach is more inclusive than just the carbon Pesach. So in Mitzvah Sapesach, he has to be a Mevi Pesach. And if Bishan Zrika, he's not Roy, so he can't have a din of a Mevia Pesach. In other words, he can't have a din of Havos a Pesach. You see, the Zrika is a component of the Maisa carbon in the Pesach. It's like we wanted to say in Shulas. In other words, it's like a capsule, the carbon. The carbon's a vehicle. But the whole thing is the Mitzvah of Pesach. Whole thing. Mitzvah of Pesach is Mishru, which emerges from the vehicle of the carbon. Now, in the vehicle of the carbon in the Zrika itself is only Kapara. So any Machshava that's just on Achila has no Sheikhas to Pasul Zrika.
Right.
But the Zrika is a point where he's Mevia carbon in Zrika.
Right.
He's a Mevia carbon.
Right.
And he can't be a Mevia carbon if he's not Roy for Mitzvah Sakarbon.
Frachila.
So you have to differentiate between the Zrika itself and between the Gavra being a Mevia carbon. He can't be a Mevia carbon unless he could participate in the Achila as well, in the Mitzvah Sakarbon, in the full Mitzvah Sakarbon.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't be a Mevi. So that's why the Zrika can't be Ololo, because that would make him a Mevia carbon.
Right.
But Zrika per se, in terms of Machshava, has only to do with Kapara.
Right.
So he can't be a Navy, a carbon machine Kapara, if he's not Roy for the whole process.
Right.
But the actual Zrika is really just Kapara. The Avoda Zrika only relates to Machshava's Kapara. Doesn't relate to Machshava's Achila. But it is definitely the essence of Havasa Korban Pesach, the Zrika. And if he's not a Roy for Havasa Pesach, so the Zrika can't be Olo. Because the Zrika is really the Havasa Pesach.
You have to say the Havasa with the other guys.
See, the other guys have to say the Havasa.
Right. mean, in terms of the carbon, kachin, zrika,
right.
Kapara, no clothes have to do with that.
That's right. The maises we don't have to do with maise kapara.
Right.
But it can't be machaper for him if he can't be a mevi, if he's not roy for the whole process.
Right. I mean, the key to the whole
mitzvah.
What?
It's like a problem in the mitzvah framework?
Yeah, right.
Right. Like, just in terms of kachin, right. I mean, it's, the carbon would have been a good carbon.
Would have been a good carbon, but the only thing is that this carbon has a further right. objective.
This chiyuv pesach comes under the framework of mitzvah.
Chiyuv pesach comes under it.
It's a vehicle as part of the mitzvah, and it's not shy after the mitzvah, then the vehicle,
then the vehicle can't work for him. Right. So it can't be mechaper for him, since it's only mechaper when it's encapsulated in the mitzvah pesach. So it'll be chayav and pesach sheni.
Right. Even though mitzvah, like the carbon and the kachin, it would be fine.
Yeah, and even though mitzvah, the zrika itself, the zrika is only for kapara.
Right.
But it can't be mechaper for him if he's not a gavra of the mitzvah of Pesach.
Right. Since the role, the carbon has a specific role.
Right.
Then, like externally, almost it becomes compromised.
That's right.
Due to that factor.
That's right. That's right. So you can't say that he's mechuper, has a kapara with the zrika. If he's not, he has another problem that he's not involved in the mitzvah of Pesach.
So the mitzvah didn't even modify the zrika.
Right.
That,
that'll so knock out the zrika being mechaper for the for this
right.
gavra.
Right. Right.
Because what is it? It's a carbon pesach. He can't do so. He's mechaper for it.
Right. So that falls apart as a carbon.
Oh, too. That's right. Fall apart as carbon. He can't mechaper for it. But not because you're hitting the right. zrika as a kapara, right. but because such a gavra. Can't have a zrika be mechaper for him when it's a part of a mitzvah pesach which he has no shechus to.
Right.
The machshava and zrika, the only machshavas that are going to be significant in machshavas kapar.
Right.
That's a nice chavik. Nice chavik. What was the other problem we had?
Why does it mean in that bottle? How's that?
Why does it mean in our bottle if you can't be a
no
chal? It can't be chal if it can't be no chal.
Right.
So why shouldn't it be mafkia yeah. even if there's chal if it can't be no chal?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it's not just on the car.
What is he saying?
There
yeah.
is a
psalm
carbon that can't
yeah,
be
before,
a monoic.
Before,
right.
I'm
saying, but once he's a monoic.
See, that's what he tries to take care of. Where he talks a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where is that? Varei hodei lo rishenu in vachilo, and if only monos, and shochtan alayim, where yalfin mekodesh, tafi yachot tachos, vacht tachos, vavishchita. My time, avadina de machshev, zochon bezrika, mishem nacht tachos, vavishchita.
Let's just see that.
And Cain, achanami, and you know, Vatal Minduyov, Avigam Ken Ragat Shvita.
What's the middle line? Why is he bringing the high time law, Avigam Ken Ragat Shvita? Why is he bringing that in the middle of the.
Yeah, because he wants to separate. He means that the mitzvah sachilah doesn't carry into the zrika. In other words, the mitzvah sakarban. There's no problem if in the Zrika you have a machshava against his not being qualified as a mitzvah sakar.
Right.
But where does mitzvah sakar play a role?
In the
Shrita.
So meaning the fact that even though your Mamanhem is not chal is because in Shrita, the fact that he's not roy for the mitzvah sapesa,
right.
You can't be Mamanhem b'shan Shrita.
Right.
That prevents him.
That prevents him.
Right, but once Shrita is gone, the fact that he's not ready for the mitzvah of Pesach, it doesn't prevent him from being a Baal Karban.
Right.
The fact that he would be a Baal Karban is a separate Jewish concept here, that if you're not chazi for the Shrita for the mitzvah, then it says you can't become a Baal Karban.
Right. In other words, if you're not Roy, B'shas Maisa, so we can't appoint you as a Baal Karban. But once we appoint you as a Baal Karban, it doesn't, the entity of Baal Karban is on its own now.
Right.
Now you're a Baal Karban, like in any other Karban.
Right.
So how are you going to, so now just because you're disqualified to become a Baal Karban, you're not going to lose being a Baal Karban.
Right.
Because you were qualified as a Baal
Karban. Right. The inception is impossible.
That's
but
the inception
you still
is
remain
Because the shame bala carbon is not totally in the ability to be an ochel.
Right.
But the ability to be an ochel allows the shame bala carbon to be chal.
Right.
That's ish lefi ochel techos walaseh.
Right.
So once it's ish lefi ochel and he qualifies an achila, so now the chalos shem balam can take place.
Right.
Now if once the chalos shem balam takes place, it rises on its own.
Right.
He simply has a din of a bala carbon.
Right.
Has nothing to do anymore with his ability to eat.
Because
different track in terms of the
right.
In terms of the vehicle of
it's
the,
a different concept.
Right.
It's a concept of bala carbon like in any car.
Right. Right.
Exactly. Even though you can't have the kiyum of the carbon itself.
That's right.
But the kapara, the
that's different problems.
Right.
You can't partake of it. But the shame bala carbon is. Let me see what would be similar to that.
That's a
shel mitzvah. Like in order to have a chal shem lulav, so you need a shear.
Right.
But once it has a chal shem lulav and it loses its shear, it still isn't. It still isn't mufka from hukdish l'mitzvah. So. Or you could say like this. I give you another case the case by Ani is a famous case. That the guy has a din on if he doesn't own $200, right? But so if he owns $199 and you give him $1,000, so he's still stuck up. He's not an oni anymore. So the answer is, b'shas nesinei, he qualified as an oni, and now was nitin l'shem stucker, stucker. So even though right now, if you'd want to qualify him, you couldn't, because he has a lot of money, but the shame stucker is not going to be nif mufka from that. Because b'shas maisa, he was qualified for the chalos of an oni, and for the chalos din stucker shabbat. So even though now he has more, it's not going to mafkia the chalos. We have another case. Still another case also. We have a okay. So the ger has some mekabel mitzvahs, right? Some mekabel mitzvahs. He goes through the process. He gets the chalos ger. Let's say he changes his mind afterwards and he doesn't want to keep the mitzvahs anymore. He doesn't lose the shem ger. Right. Because it's chal. Same thing over here. In order to be chal, the shem bailam, you need that he could be an ochel.
Right.
But once the shem bailam is chal, it's chal on its own right. It rides on its own.
Mm-hmm.
That can only be because there's two systems here.
That's right. Because there's a shem bailam and carbon, a universal concept of shem bailam and carbon. And now in Pesach, to become a shem bailam, you need a certain requirement. But if that requirement is gone later, the shame bialim still remains.
Right, it modifies the chalos.
Universal.
It modifies the chalos, but once you have the chalos,
right.
Then
it's makif the chalos. If you don't have it, you can't create the chalos. But once you create the chalos, it's a shame bialim, right. Like in any other carbon, it's a shame bialim.
Right, and you still have that system that's still existing.
That's right.
But I'm saying, even though not only is he not roi for achila, he's not even roi for kapara of the carbon.
That's right.
Different
so that's right. He's not roi for kapara because. Because he's not chazi,
right?
He's not a chazi.
Right. So you can have bala carbon, which no shackles to kiyum carbon.
Because now he's not chazi.
Yeah, but he's only not.
The carbon is not nikra of bahura.
The other
framework.
Because it's another framework. The carbon can't be nikra of bahura because he's not a chazi for the mitzvah.
Right.
So you can't separate out the capsule of carbon from the whole entity of mitzvah and say that it was nikra of bahura. Because
right.
Carbon pestle is not nikra bavura.
Right.
But the component of zrika only has to do with ideas of kapara. Not bad. Who's on the other end?
Yaakov. Hill's in Florida.
Oh, Hill's in Florida, he's on too?
He's on the phone. I guess Dave Hill's on?
Might be.
Who?
Dave Finner? Maybe.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if Ben Aronson is still calling out or not, but he was calling last week.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
All right. Take it?
Yep.
Okay. So.
Are we doing the, what is it, the fourth paragraph in the paragraph of the second time?
Okay.
Okay, so v'hine kvar hivenu shitas harabin chanana. The garis shachtel la'ochlav lizork damo shalol la'ochlav.
So shachtel la'ochlav.
That's he shachted for
ochlav. It should be completely shalol la'ochlav.
Right. So pesach kasher v'adam yotze boyde chavasar. So unlike the Rambam, he has in that case that the pesach is kasher and you can be yotze de chavasar.
The Rambam has ainu yotze be chavasar.
Right. So the mavor mizah. The gam bechola she'ino roi la'achol b'shas shchita gam kein lespe mishum shinei bayim. So the implication from this halacha would be that you have in mind to do zrika for the chola, and if it was a problem of shinei bayim, so it would be ainu tibay de chavasa, like we said in the last paragraph. So the implication is that the chola, even though it's not roi to eat it, so still there's no problem of shinei bayim.
But according to the Ram, there is a problem.
Right. Ram seems as...
But the problem is because it was Nasus Bishvilo. Right?
Right, meaning Bishas Shchita.
Yeah. Can't be Nasus Bishvilo Bishas Shchita, but it can't be the Psul, the Chalashim Psul and the carbon. That's right. What carbon's kosher.
Right.
Yeah. Right, but still you didn't do the carbon with shame, the right person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he can't use also. So he also... So, and why wasn't the right? Why wasn't it the right person? Because the person was the shashrita.
He was just, he couldn't eat, so therefore he couldn't be a monoi. So therefore so he's not a baal.
Right, and the psul you can't get, can't have because he's lova lo lo chavero. Tamidei. Okay.
Okay. So the hatam was nira. The harei be emes din minuyin v'din bialim shnei dinim.
I remember I had a Rashi once, he said, that's what Rav Chaim was Macharish, Shnei Dinim.
Menuyim have Gzeres HaKasav bePesach. So Menuyim and Bailam are two different Dinim. Menuyim is a special Gzeres HaKasav bePesach. V'harei bePesachim daf ayin ches, matzuchinan krai de minoy me'akev. Lefi achlo tachosu, hu mechzas nefashos. V'im neima de minoy hu mishum bailan, hare lo tzrichinan ha'a kravi lahai. De din bailan noy gam b'chol karbonos.
So what does he mean?
So I think Rensi is saying that if
minoy... Oh, you mean, if minoy is minoy, is bailan...
So you don't need to tell him, possibly tell me that it's ma'akev, there's always ma'akev in karbonos.
It's always ma'akev. Why should this be different? It's good raya. That's a nice raya. Nice raya. I didn't catch it before. Yeah, good.
Then also, v'harei machsheves menuyin ika v'shchita v'chadidnan v'soa v'daf samach aleph shochta shalom menuyo v'pasol v'shinei bailan hurak v'zrika v'chadidisa v'daf samach aleph sham.
Right, so you see that menuy is different, right? Because if menuy is nothing more than bailan, so then it shouldn't be pasol v'shchita.
Right.
Okay. That's a good point too. Yep.
So elavada the din minuyin have exeres hakasav bePesach. Milavad the din bailam anu etuchal karbanos. Ela is a emes the imlo yuchal hismanos ala pesach memele lo have bailam. The harei nimnin umoshkan esidayim bePesach lePesach. Harei the alidei haminuy who did nasa bailam.
The minuy makes him into a bailam.
What's his raya from Nimnin Umoshka? I didn't figure out what his...
He always brings that in. That...
3 or 4 times in the
raya. Right. That the emotion, that when the Moshech Yudayim, so the Moshech Yudayim from the Minui.
Right. So the anti-Minui.
So if you, so then, so then they don't remain a Bailam. So you see that Bailam is contingent on Minui. Because otherwise, if you just say Minui brings in Bailam, but the Bailam stays,
right.
So he's Moshech from the Minui. How does he get rid of his Bailasimus?
Right.
That's a good point. That's a good one. As we know, like all these points taken up now are serious points.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, these are the unique phenomena in Pesach.
Right.
Well, let's go over the theory again once more. That one, he says, oh, why do you have to say it's Makif?
Right.
And two, why do you have a psul minui in shchita? If it's just bailam, it should be only in zrika.
Right.
And three, it's not the same because when you moshech from the minui, the bilus doesn't remain. So that shows you that you can't have bilus without minui.
Right. That's a different point.
That's
the
different
first point. Two are showing you.
The first two are showing you that they're separate.
Right.
And now it's showing you the relationship
between them. Right. You may say they're totally separate, because right. They're not totally separate.
They're not totally separate, with one's contingent upon the other.
Right, exactly.
And that's right. As a matter of fact, the bilus cannot exist without the minui.
Right.
Because the moshkin yedeyem, that's very clear thinking. Because the moshkin yedeyem, when you learn these gemaras, you just don't really...
Right, you don't think into... You don't think into that.
Right. Because what is he moshech yoda from? From the minui.
Right.
So what happened to the bilus?
Right.
So you have to deduce from that, right. That bilus cannot exist if you take away the minui.
Right, moshech is just retracting the minui.
Just retracting the minui.
Right. And somehow the bilus comes with it.
Yeah, he's not retracting his bilus.
How do you see the bilus comes with it? Because you can go to another Pesach?
Yeah, that's right, because you can go to another Pesach, and you're not...
You can't...
That's right. So he's going to have to remove the bilus from here, and then reinstate it in somewhere else.
Right.
That's a beautiful idea. Okay, Elavada, what is the word up there?
Valkane Shaper, four lines up.
Four lines up, okay, yeah, right.
Valkane Shaper, kam dina, dim ein chal minuyo, shuv lo habe bailam. Aval, ha miha, de be etzim hadinim shalahem, shne dinime. Din minuyo shal pesach, din bailam shal karba.
Okay. What is he saying? It's like a. What's the outcome? In one sense, they're different.
Right.
And that he had two rayos for.
Right.
And in another sense, they're identical because they have to coexist.
Right. You can't have the shame baal without the chalos.
You can't have shame baal without the chalos minui. And if you have the shame minui and the shame baal, and you remove the shame minui. It's like the shame minui is like a substratum, so if you remove it, so the shame bialim will fall away with it.
Right.
Okay. So what does it mean, though? You know, like, how do you understand it? Should I open the door?
Leave this one over here?
No, it's up to you. If you guys comfortable?
Yeah,
I can
open the door. It's nice though.
Okay.
Can you say that based on your svara about the mitzvah and the carbon being a vehicle for the mitzvah?
Yeah, you know, when I first learned the Reb Chaim, I tried to say that, but then I changed my mind. I don't want to put my svara in there. I just want to
take one's own.
Yeah, because he doesn't mention. I want to say a different idea of the mitzvah.
Right.
Mitzvah se Pesach. He doesn't. He
it's
just.
It's a shame Pesach. Yeah. Carbon Pesach.
Right.
It could be.
It's close to it, but. Yeah. But what does he mean by the difference between minui and between bialim? In other words, I'm just trying to understand the first most basic point. Maybe you're moving ahead. Mm-hmm. But in other words, like minui means you're appointed to it. You're appointed to it. And bialim means you're the owner of it. It's a different thing. And minui is a whole new process of being specifically appointed to this carbon. It's a different concept. Okay, the carbon relates to you in a very special way that you're appointed to it. I remember, like, to use a mundane mushel, like years ago when you wanted to buy a Rolls Royce, so they wouldn't sell it to you unless you met with them privately. You know, they had to determine whether you're Roy
to drive around their car.
Right. So you had to be a money on the Rolls Royce. They had to appoint you on it. But then you owned it. See, appointment is a different concept. And that's what I think he's saying. That it's a different concept of being a money. Bialim is an abstract, objective phenomenon. Monoi is like more like a personal thing, like you're personally appointed on this carbon, to this carbon. So in Korban Pesach, you have to have the concept of a personal appointment. And that ushers in the bilus. And that ushers in the bilus. And if you undo the appointment, the bilus can't exist.
So the bilus isn't just like a monetary idea, huh?
Right. I mean, now it was rough.
Right. Well, you originally was doing Rashi.
That's right. You're right. Right. Right.
No, very good.
Very good. Very good.
But
we're
saying even the
bilus
isn't the rest of
Rashi's
thing was
the
mina.
That
mina
is
monetary.
Right, monetary bilus.
Yeah, is
right.
Is monetary?
Monetary bilus.
Monetary bilus. Yeah.
But I'm saying even the bilus here, the ownership isn't really just like
this is
the monetary.
I mean, the bilus. It's bala carbon. No, that's
bilus a different idea. It's a different idea. It's bala
carbon. But that degree showed that bilus of carbon is never monetary.
That's right.
Yichlat Hanim,
Yizak. Yeah, Yichlat Hashor. Yichlat Hashor,
right. So that shows you it's never. Right. It's just you're the Baal of Kapar.
Right. Over here, right. But so over here, the minui ushers in an automatic bilus. Not a monetary bilus. But you need that minui to be existing. If you undo it, the bilus collapses.
Right.
The bilus collapses.
Right.
You know, like they're very related to each other. He's just showing that they're not just exactly the same thing.
That's right.
Like they're not like, I mean, the appointing is really appointed to be the, it's like an appointment of, to be the Baal Karban, no? Isn't that at the...
No. He's not an appointment. You're appointed to this Karban.
This is your Karban.
You're part of this Chabur. Part of this... you're appointed to this Chila.
That was like his Havamina, you know? That Mina is just like the process that... That's what bilus creates bilus. Like it's the very creation of the thing itself.
That was.
See, that's what he's being motivated from. He's saying, don't say
yeah,
it's
don't
one
say
thing.
That. That's not one thing. That's right.
Bilus.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's not the carbon pesach is different than the right. Different kind of bilus.
Right.
It has a bilus like in every carbon, but it has an additional feature of being a PFB specifically person. It's a personalized carbon. It has to be personalized. You have to be a monad that you are appointed to join in this carbon pesach. Has to be a personalized appointment. That's a separate halacha. Now, when you do the personalized appointment, the bilus comes into existence. And if you undo the appointment, the bilus collapses. But the two are still different. Doesn't make the two the same. That's what he's saying. Okay.
Do you know how bilus comes in regular, normally?
Normally, the guy, he's matish it.
After his hektish.
Yeah.
In the hektish itself, you become a Baal Karban.
Right.
But over here, there's a way to become a Baal Karban, then do the hektish through minoy.
Right. Okay. Asher al king.
Okay, so Asher al kain nira, the afal gav the ein minui memela ino bialim klal mikol makom kol zeh hu im lo chal minuyo klal. So when we say that there's no minui, so memela there's no bialim, so that's only if the minui wasn't chal at all. Kigon sheer it loses chalos. Kigon she mashach es yada me'ar pesach. The bottle kol etzem ma'isa hamimel legamre.
So then it collapses.
Right. The ein kan b'mashe yichoshe bialim.
Right.
Mashe ein kain
b'nis. The ein kan b'mashe yichoshe bialim.
Right.
Because in other words, since there's nothing personalized here, you can only be a bialim in a personalized substance of carbon pesach. So once it's not personalized anymore, you can't be a bialim in the carbon.
Right.
Bialim demands personalization.
Right.
Okay.
We noticed one thing is he brought in like a new, we thought it was a new concept of the Maisa Haminoi.
Yeah.
Etzem
Maisa Haminoi. In other words, when you Moshech, you undo the Etzem Maisa Haminoi as if there never was a Minoi to begin with.
Right. Which is interesting because you could have thought that you did a Maisa Haminoi, it's just Moshech is Mevatel the Chalos of the Minoi.
Right.
But he's not saying it's mitalta chalos. He says mitalta the maisa aminai. So we're trying to figure out, like, how does that make any sense, that you're about to look, right?
I mean, why does it say that it's mivatul lechalosim?
Right. And, like, in the next couple, like, he takes up, like, this idea of the mice of meaning. That's his chiluk, right? Because when you're the...
You mean the fact that he's using the term maisamin instead of chalosmin the whole time?
But just now he just uses it. Until now he's talking about the din mina and the chalosmin. Now all of a sudden, you should just say the idea of the maisamin.
That's true. Okay, let's see. Maybe he has a reason for that.
Right.
Masha'inakain,
ben this man ala pasach, the rak shebishas shchita in oroi la'achila. So, as opposed to a case where he was nismana, but then b'shal shchita, he, let's say, got sick. He's in royal achil. The be'emes lo hufka etzem maisa aminai. The im hayachozer v'nasa royal achil b'shal shchita. The emes hayapesach kari v'avuro v'ol.
Right.
Nishum the lo hufka etzem aminai shalom.
So if he was what?
This man on the Pesach before, while he was healthy,
And then he became sick.
Right.
So then he became better.
When?
Well,
I'm saying if he would have become better, then...
Before Shrita,
right? In between.
He wouldn't need another minoy.
Right. You don't say the fact that he got sick is mivatul the minoy.
Meanwhile, if he was healthy and then got sick before Shrita, but then got better, still right. Before Shrita?
Correct. You wouldn't say he needs to be minoy again.
Right. And the
just because he gets sick.
For him.
Right. Okay.
You don't have to do anything.
Right.
Getting sick in between, it wouldn't be... Before the shchita wouldn't be.
Which isn't really necessarily that you have to say that.
You could say once he gets sick, he's not real chiyot, it's mivatul aminu.
That's mivatul aminu.
Right.
But how could he be a monoi?
Right.
To eat something when he can't eat, it's not real chiyot, it's not real.
He was sick originally, it couldn't have been.
Right.
In all him.
That's right. What is he in money for? That's a little bit tough. Maybe that's why he goes into my son, meaning not chalos aminu.
Right, so
that's what I want to say.
Yeah,
because chalos aminu, he should become bottle.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We wanted, the idea of, like the maisa aminu, why he heals, if your Moshe can bottle the maisa, how does that work? So to speak, it's like maisa already happened. But it's like there's an idea of, like a maisa, like a guy makes, like, an offer on a house. Right? So, like, he makes the offer. He does the maisa, okay, I'll pay you this much for the house. But, like, he's, like, supposed to be constantly making the offer. Even when he's not saying the words making the offer, but, like, he's in like, a, I don't know the right concept, but a state of offering that for a, you know, price in the house. Then if he withdraws it, so he's basically, he's taking back the offer. Like, there's an idea of, like, a maisa that, even though, like, it occurs for, like, a second, but, like, it's, it, like, it creates, like, a constant state of, like, you're appointing yourself for the demeanor, even though like it occurs at, like one instant, but like it's a constant state of you're appointing yourself for the karba. And even though the chalos really of the minoy occurs at the shlita, but the chalos minoy doesn't occur till shlita till the pesach start, and that's when the chalos minoy gets fixed because of I guess tachos you said earlier, you know.
Right.
But the maisa minoy is extant until it's chal and during the shlita.
Unless you actually back out.
But getting sick is a mevatel, the fact that you're still appointing yourself to eat for the to be a money on the Pesach.
So the maisamino.
The maisamino is as soon as you do maisamino, it's there, and you're mind yourself in the Pesach. But the shame monoi is chal shlita. If you're a roi for
after. Well, let's say in this case where you're mamana the guy when he's roi, and then he becomes an ainu roi.
Right. That doesn't mivatul the maisa. It's not mivatul the maisa, you know. He's still.
Yeah, but what do you mean by the maisa? The maisa is like hanging in the air. Isn't the maisa just to create the chalos shem monoi?
Yeah, that's the point of the maisa.
Like by a kinyan, you don't say a maisa kinyan is extant. Say the maisa kinyan, you created a chalos balus. Now you don't need the maisa anymore.
Right.
So what is he hanging on to this Maisan Minui? Like, in what sense does it make to say that there still is a Maisan Minui? I mean, I think you're right that that's why I didn't say Chalos. Because Chalos Minui, you would have a little bit of trouble with it. Because what are you going to say? You're going to say that there's a Chalos Minui that to eat these Pesach. And now the guy's in a Roy.
Right.
So it's a time to decide to the Chalos. But Maisan Minui, if you can get a Maisan Minui to exist,
right.
I mean, no matter what condition the guy is in,
right.
It's still a Maisan Minui. That's why I think he switched to Maisan Minui.
Right.
But I'd like to know what it means. You know what I mean?
Right.
Paka gamdin bailam shalo. Afim lo chazi lo achilo. Ve'ino ba'a akrava the pesach. Ve'olam ba'olav shel korban mikri. Ve'melo de'ino b'chol shinu bailam. Just a second. Yeah, let's go a little further.
Barak and Zeres Hakasuv. Who
Bamas
me? Who left him? I think Barak and Zeres Hakasuv is kind of like the middle of the sentence.
Go ahead.
Barak and Zeres Hakasuv, Amor b'Pesach, but Inu Chazil Achila, v'Hilu Mishum zehu dehufka minei din minoi shel pesach. Baharehu bichlal eino monoi alav.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's kind of like the middle of the sentence there.
So he's saying then that it is mufka din minoi shel pesach minei. Harehu bichlal eino monoi alav.
Right.
So, but before he says that he is a monoi.
Before he says it's not
mafkir
the
maisa aminoi. It's not
mafkir
the
maisa aminoi. But
the meaning itself is gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he can't be a monoi to do something that he can't do.
Right.
He's not a bar, a krovas, a pasach.
Right. That makes sense.
Right.
How could you be appointed to do something he can't do?
Yeah.
The chalos shem minoi can't exist. Okay, so in other words, so the chalos shem minoi is hufka from him, but the maisa aminoi is not hufka. That's what he's trying to say. All right, let's get into one more.
Okay. So in Cain, Yeshlomar the Kolze Hu Leinyan Din Minuyim Ha'amar B'Pesach. Aval Leinyan Din Bailim Shel Karbanos. Bezeh Kol She Etzem Maisa Haminuy Lo Paka. Mimela Lo Paka Gam Din Bailim Shelo. Af Im Lo Chazi La Achila Beinu Ba'akrava De Pesach. Mikol Makom Bailim Shel Karban Mikre. Mimela Deinu Mechvel Bechol Shinu Bailim.
Ubaemas.
Ubaemas. Midin isra achila de shalolunuya v'lo shayach klal midan le'inyan din shinoi bayam. The din achila shayni. The ain dina tali rak be'etzem chalos aminoi imhu manay al karbon imlo. Ki im de ba'inon ocha karbon bedin akravaso yehe kari vavura ve'olalo betaros karbon pesach labayalov. The im ach bedin akravaso have dina shah pesach lo yuchal he kari vavuro.
So in one sense he's an enemy. In terms of the Isra Achila.
Right.
In terms of the Isra Achila, he's an enemy. Right. V'gam b'cholim.
V'gam b'chalim b'sha'as shchita v'chola b'sha'as zrika delo paka ashuv din b'ailin u'minuyin minei Mikamakom kiven the in orkin alav, gamken who asur bahilaso. That's like the case he had before.
Right. Okay, go over further, he sums it up now.
Well Fize Yishlomar the Holshan Ismana Alov Kidin Afim Hayachola Bishashita Mikamakom Shuvlo Paka Minu Yomine Lehinyan Din Machsheves Shine Bailam. Gam machsheves shel lenuyav gam kein laspei. Rak leinyan din israchilahu de ispei din shel lenuyav.
So leinyan israchilu as din shel lenuyav.
Mm-hmm.
But leinyan
bajali
machsheves shel lenuyav is what?
He's a money.
He's a money.
Three different things. At least.
Which piece are you talking about? The Machshava Shalom Negev? Which Machshava?
The Shechita,
yeah.
And Shechita has to do this with the Shalom Negev.
Or even just the Shechita for the guy, no? Well,
that'd be,
yeah,
Shechita has to do it.
Why not,
man? He's saying if you have in mind for that guy, the Shechita, there's kosher?
You mean the shritas for him?
Yeah.
Would that be so shritas show up, no?
I mean, if they were all cholim.
Right, or definitely the shritas stuff you can't think
about. Right.
If you don't announce this or for him, that wouldn't be so show up, do
it wouldn't be so.
Right, because he's a mummy.
He is a mummy.
Yeah.
Even though Lagabe Achille is not a mummy.
Right.
Haunted is cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
Cryptic.
Doesn't he say it's hard? He says he does that at the meeting, right? At one point.
He says he's the listener.
He says he says it before that also, right?
Yeah, that's true.
He calls it William Dimon in the Hobbit.
Right, but the question is vis-a-vis what?
Right,
so it shows that's only vis-a-vis
Achilon.
Right, to not vis-a-vis Machshava.
The MS. The true of the MS, he says, not only is it that vis-a-vis Bailam, but even vis-a-vis the Nebina of Machshava.
Right, where was that Machshava?
So one thing, just the how the Esra Chila is playing off the Esra Chila and the Minoy, you know?
Yeah.
So, so before you do the, before the Shkita Zepesa, so you do a, like the Maisam, you know, you're appointing yourself that this is going to be your Karban Pesa, right?
Yeah.
And the, okay, and the, what the Torah did is by Ishlof the Achlo, it's that you need a God who's Chazal Achila, it didn't say that your Minoy is not a good Minoy. It just said that, that you can't have the kiyam of Havas of Pesach if you're an AOFL. Either B'Shan Shkita, B'Shan Zrika. But your Mino is a Mino. You aren't a Mono on the Karban. Because you did it when you were before the Shkita, when you were a Bari.
But it, doesn't he say an Adam Mono? With regard to Achila?
With regard, okay, fine, with regard to Achila. So the Isser of Achila Shalom Nuyav, it's not Isser of a guy who doesn't have a Chalashim Mono. He can't eat from it. The idea is that you can only eat from your Pesach. You can't eat from a Pesach that's not your Pesach.
So because it's Bailam.
What?
I mean, it's within Bailam.
With
the Ritzo, yeah, the Karba.
Right, the Ritzo, the Karba, the Karba, the Ritzo, and the Karba, the Karba. So in order to have the Ritzo, and the Karba, the Karba, and the Pesach, you have to be mana on it. It's your Karba. And if it's not your carbon, you can't have the Ritzo.
Right.
But it's vis-a-vis the Isra Achila, it's not enough that you were appointed to be that you're going to be your carbon, it's going to be Nekrav Bavur, it's going to be Ola for you. But it has to actually be Ola for you. The Isra Achila is for the guy for you from a Pesach when it's not his Pesach.
Right.
So if he's not the man on it, obviously then it's going to be Asur Shub, then it's not going to be your Pesach. It's not your, you're not appointed for the Pesach. And if you're not a mana, then it's definitely going to be Asur Shalom Minya. But even if you are the mana, but the Torah says the mina doesn't work because your God is not chazil achila, so then the carbon is not ola for you, and still the Isra Shalom Minya, because it's not your carbon now, it wasn't ola for you. So the Isra Shalom Minya applies. Even though technically you had the shame money on the thing, but the mina didn't, the whole purpose of the mina is to bring that keen carbon for you. That's your carbon, that was ola for you. But it didn't work because of exerus custom, you have to have a God of chazil achila. So the Isra Achila of the money is still going to remain. Because the Isra Achila is eat from a carbon that wasn't yours.
But you still have the Shem Mana. The Shem Mana is once it's Nikvah, it's...
Right, Nikvah, B'Shan Shchita. If you're Mana, then Maisim Mina, and then Shechta, so then you are Mana. Vis-a-vis Psul, Shalom Menuyav. I mean...
So why is it... So what's the... Where is the Psul there from?
Oh, so the psul is like a psul machshava in like it works by it's not it's a special it's like it's a lachon kachin it's a psul machshava. But so one of the guys is shein manai, so then you can't say there's a psul shalom the minyan here.
In the im, that's what means vimach b'dinah kravaso. Hello. That's what you explained, right?
Right, that
is the hard part there. You don't know what he's talking about there.
Right. I'm saying like there's an idea of the Isra Chiyah Shalom Niyad. It's not because you don't have a Shem Mana. It's because the carbon wasn't Ola for you. And the Mino is that this should be your carbon. And if you don't do the Mino, it's not going to be your carbon. It's not going to be Ola for you. But over here, there's a separate Chiyah's custom. But even though you're a Mana in the carbon, and it's supposed to be your carbon, but yes, since you're not chaz dechila, it's not all for you. It's just like the chaz dechila. The make it that the carbon's not all for a guy is not chaz dechila, even though he's a man.
Why?
Why is the chaz dechila there?
Yeah, like what kind of sense does it make if he really is a monin, he is a bialim?
He's not chaz dechila.
So therefore.
So you can't mean you. The Torah didn't allow him to have a kiyam havas carbon when he's not going to eat from the carbon.
So for that, he's not a monarch. So why do you call him not a monarch?
It's not, I'm saying he is a monarch, it's just the Isra Shalom Nuv, where Achil Shalom Nuv would apply him.
Ariel Asa Bachil Asa Mishim Shalom Nuv.
Right. That's not Isra of, it's not Isra of if you're not a monarch, there's an Isra Achila.
He really is a monarch.
He really is a monarch. The Isra is if the Kiyam of the Minoy isn't reached, Asa to eat. Shalom Minuv means if you're the carbon, a Pesach that wasn't Ola for you, you can't eat it like Leil Tesvav. If it wasn't
so
your was carbon.
So why? Because why can't you eat it? Because it wasn't carbon.
It wasn't your carbon. Wasn't your
so
Pesach.
Why does that have to do with Shalom Minuv?
Because the Minoy is the essential prerequisite for producing that Kiyam. If you're not a Mon and a carbon,
and but he is a Mon.
He is a Mon, but there's a sub-exercise cost that prevents him from having a Kiyam carbon.
So what? So that's a sub-exercise cost. That has nothing to do with Mon.
Right. So,
but he seems to say that he's not considered a monarch. You know what I mean?
Doesn't he say?
Right.
Right. That's funny.
You should say Nesha
Inabolov.
He's not considered a monarch.
He's not considered a monarch. So even though he still has a shame by menuyim, he's also right. Bechir Yisrael menuyim.
He come and keep it. He's talking about gankin also
bechir
also. Right. The thing is, like, there's a menuyim of carbon, like in the carbonos, and then there's a menuyim supporting with the phila, so after the carbon.
Right.
So far as the question is concerned, he's fine as a mama, he wants his money as a mama, his shame as a mama.
Okay.
The mono is to get into the achila, and so far as the achila is concerned, since you can't, he has a posel, and he's not, he can't have the kiyam kapara and the karma, so he's not mono for the achila of karma. So he's lo nuyav in the framework of the mitzvah achila, in the framework of the kachem, so the shem nuyav is nikvat at the maizamina.
Does he have a chalos in mana, or is it just ma'aser minyan?
Yeah, you have to say it's a chalos. Or else you should have a psul shalom minyan, machshava.
Shalom machshava is the din of kachim. Shavas on a kachim, he has a shame of mana. Once he's in the next vase of mana, he's a manas.
So the rabbi was asked, because I'm Pesach to be in a chazal achila, we love achi in a bar krov of skorb in Pesach, nishem zehu dhufka minay din minu shal Pesach. Vare b'chol ain a mana yolov. Can you show me because the whole union didn't mean him on the Pesach? I've only been bound shall carbonos, but they call shits on my son, meanly low paka mine, low paka mame, low paka gamden bound shall. After no chosila, he will then about a carbon of Pesach. We come upon all of shall a carbon mickery. I'm a male dena bachal shini bailam. So he is considered a bailam on a carbon.
Right. There he's saying he's just he's the bal carbon of the drink of carbonos. And the Maisa Minoy is not Paka. But he doesn't really speak about the Shein Manoy itself.
How Bemis to Midin Isra Chilah Shalolim Nuyov Lo Shaykh Kvala Meidan Le'inyin Din Shini Bailan Din Achilah Shaini. There's a separate Isra of Achilah Shalolim Nuyov. So vis-a-vis Achilah Isra Shalolim Nuyov. But vis-a-vis the the Shem Bailim.
And also vis-a-vis the Machshava Shel Anuya.
Right.
Yeah, it's considered a manah.
That sounds confusing.
At the very least, he's saying vis-a-vis the Shem Bailim, who's the Baal, there's no Shem Bailim. Even though these were the Isra Achila Shel Anuya. The middle piece there, right?
What do you say, Moshe?
I agree that it's confusing.
I know you say you don't want to say go to this before, but I thought based on your idea of the vehicle.
Of the mitzvah. Sense. The mitzvah makes sense.
The mitzvah, you know, he's really...
He's not, because it's a root for that.
But in the vehicle of carbon, so once he's nismane on it, that runs into bala carbon, and he's a mamay. So machshava is a psul.
Right,
in,
that does help.
The carbonos.
Does help. I just got the same thought. Maybe we should go back to that version.
There's a halachic maisa nivri, right? That's a halachic phenomenon, maisa nivri over here, right? But then the question is, besides the halachic maisa nivri, the question is the guy really a monad or a carbon? How can you speak of the man being in terms of the man being a monad or a carbon? So he may have underwent a maisa nivri, a halachic maisa nivri, but the reality of being a monarchy is not there.
The halachic shame of mina of a monarchy, but the halachic shame of monarchy does or doesn't exist? The shame of a monarchy exists or doesn't? Does exist, because that goes by the halachic process. But the reality...
The reality that he can't eat it, right, he's not really a monarch. His reality of being a monarch, and then there's a halachic system of the maaser, right? That's just nikvah based on the maaser, right? That's right. But the Yisra Achila is because of the fact the reality is not a monarch, because he can't bring the garbage, and that's a gossip, he says.
Doesn't affect the underlying, but the mitzvah creates bias.
And a shame on it. That's the system of the mitzvah minui. But the mitzvah minui at least is pointing to a certain reality. Right? A certain reality. It's a reality that the guy is really pointed to eat this carbon. And this carbon is going to be nikra v'avoro, and he's going to eat it. So the maisumini is a means to create or read the reality of mamon.
Right.
But I think what he wants to say about maisumini is the maisumini is a halachic mechanism by itself. And that halachic mechanism is responsible for bilus. And once the mechanism is, has actualized, once the mechanism is executed, so then the effects that it creates stand on their own. But you still keep considering the reality of money.
Yes, I feel it goes by the reality of
it. Reality.
But the Yisra Machshava Shel Anuya goes by the halachic shame.
That's right. It goes by halachic shame. It's like the guy was invited to a wedding, but he can't go.
It's not well, he can't go. So was the guy invited? Yeah, he received an invitation. So the process is there. The halachic process is there. But the only thing is that in fact he's not invited, because in fact you can't consider him a guy that's invited if he can't go. So the reality of being a monarchy is non-existent. It's hufka. But the halachic mechanisms and the gavra are not hufka. He's qualified.
You feel like you said a guy's not invited can't eat from the wedding.
Right.
So, just because the guy's invited,
right,
he can't go. You don't say he's still invited.
You know, that's right.
If the guy's not invited can't eat from it, it's because
that's right.
He actually has to...
Say, technically he was invited. He's the guy that received him with the process of invitation.
Right.
So the mice of the invitation, he has.
Right.
Exists in him. But the fact is, you can't really consider him a guest.
Right.
Why do you invite the guy? Because he wants to be a guest at the wedding. He's not a guest in reality, he can't be a guest at the wedding.
Right. And the Torah says, like, a guy who's not a money can't eat from it. It means a guy who's not a guest. And
that's right.
Just because he's invited, it doesn't result in a shame of being a guest.
That's right. The guy that you can't eat from it if you're not a guest. It's not enough to have had a Maisa mingle. But you must actualize the Maisa. You must realize the Maisa. The Maisa must be realized into being a guest, so to speak.
Right, you mean like that shame of a guest is like a realization of the invitation.
That's
right.
Realization of the invitation.
Right. So Shalom Nuv Achila is really a different idea than Shalom Nuv by the Karban Mashal.
That's right.
Shalom Nuv by Karban means you have like the Maisa mingle.
Right.
It's not invited.
Right, not invited.
Shalom Nuv Achila means like he's not the barakos of his Pesach. He's not a guest at the thing. He didn't realize the Mino.
That's right.
So the Mino wasn't realized. The Mino is not realized, he can't eat from it.
That's right. It's just a Maisa Mino.
Just a Maisa Mino.
That's what it means by Maisa Mino. It's the Maisa Mino. You got the invitation in the mail.
Right. But I mean, the Maisa Mino creates a shame of like, of the Maisa Mino.
The shame, that's right. The shame, the Maisa Mino creates the shame of, yes. The Maisa Mino creates the shame of Maisa Mino. And then it also creates bios. And those things don't go away because he can't realize, because the process didn't come to full realization, those things don't go away in terms of the karma.
Right, wow. You get confused because there's a shame of a menuyo from the Maisa Mino, and
that's
there's
right.
a shame of menuyo from like the realization.
That's right. That's right. That's right. The example's a good one.
Yeah.
From there. But are you a guest? No. You invited? Yes.
Right. You have to share.
You're an invitee.
Right.
But the invitee didn't lead.
Didn't get realized as a share of a guest. But if someone gets across it, this guy can't be right. And the psul of Machshava Shalom New York goes by the shame that's created by the Maisa.
That's right.
That's the Karban.
That's the Karban, right.
Because it's an Achila, goes by, was it realized? Does the Mina realize it not cross a Karban?
Right.
And for him, it wasn't because he's. Because
he can't. He's not a guest. They're not going to have a place cut for him.
Right. That's tricky. That's good.
That's good. Works so well?
Yeah, right. It's good. It's confusing. It's
very confusing.
It's confusing because you don't realize there's like a shame from the Maisa.
That's right. Right. That's exactly right.
The halos of the Maisa.
Right. The Maisa is really building up to a... climax, right. Climax is in the Chalei Shem of the guy being a guest.
Right. There's like this intermediate Chalei Shem.
That's a real moment, right. There's a Maisa meaning.
Right. And that is only if he, so to speak, sends back the invitation by me.
That's right.
That's the only
right.
way you could get rid of that.
That's correct.
Only by yourself.
Only by yourself.
You respond. Just respond.
Yeah, you respond. He uninvites himself. Will not attend.
That's good. There's two separate shemas of Shul and Nuyuf.
That's right. That's what he's trying to say. Two separate concepts.
Right. Just because of these Karban, he's a Baal, he's a Manoi, because he has a Maisa Minor, that's not removed. And the Psul Shalom Nuyav is not going to have the Psul and the Karban of Machshav Shalom Nuyav.
Right.
But if he's the Isra Achila, Shalom Nuyav means something else.
Right.
And he realized in the Hakras of Karban, and he actually went through with the whole thing.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Turns out that's a perfect analogy.
Yeah, it's a
very good analogy.
Yeah. Idea of guests, the realization of
that's
the
right.
invitation.
And that's why he says if the guy was a monoi properly and then he became a chola and then he
cares.
And then he became better.
Didn't change the mice and
that's right, then so he can come.
Right.
He can still come. You can't say, what are you doing here? You weren't invited.
Right. Right. Because then who cares? It's
just
like, it doesn't
right.
matter.
Because the Maisa Mina is there. He has Maisa Mina. The only thing is he couldn't come was a different reason.
Right, but who cares? That's not when
the... Now I can come.
Right. So
I'm not showing my invitation.
Right. It's irrelevant if you couldn't eat from the Pesach 3 days beforehand.
That's right. It's irrelevant.
At the point of realization...
The matter is, it needs to be at the time itself if you can't eat from the thing.
Right.
That's
what
right.
matters.
That's right. If at the time you can't eat, then you're forfeiting your being a guest.
Yeah, the shame can't be realized, and then you become a guest. It can't be realized.
Right. So there's two concepts. That's what we took out. Two concepts in the idea of monarchy.
It's nice, yeah. It's nice that we have two words for it. They had only one word for it.
They only
had one. That made it a little more confusing.
But you know, they're two different...
Now, when a guy goes to a wedding, you got to ask him, are you an invitee or are you a guest? Mine after me, no? How are you going?
I mean, the truth is, like, it's a shalom and but they're two completely separate mitzvahs. One's a mitzvah, achila, le'atas, va'avachos, le'basar, va'avachos.
Right.
You know, and the other one is halacha in the carbon pesach.
The carbon pesach.
Just because it's the same word doesn't mean it's the same exact concept.
Right. That's right.
Two different mitzvahs, really.
That's right. Two different mitzvahs.
One's
a carbon, one's a mitzvah. Right, right, right. It's awful.
Sam's
beat
is a similar
mitzvah. Right. You think it's the same.
Right.
Right. Right. So how does that work out with Rabbeinu Hanano? Al-Kain, Asher Al-Kain, Mr. Shevas Hatev Yerushas Arach.
Yeah, Asher Al-Kain, Mr. Shevas Hatev Yerushas Rabbeinu Hanano. Right, so same case, right? So the nema the iri the hayachalim b'shas minoy b'chol minoy yokedim. So at the time of the original minoy, he was healthy,
right?
And the minoy was chal. But rak b'shas shchita who the nasa in a roy la'achila, and only then b'shas shchita did he become in a roy. Val came less bay owed Mishum Shinoi Bailam. So therefore there's no Shinoi Bailam. The Rak Mach Sheva Shalola Ochlov Lechud is bay.
Because he can't eat.
Right. But reality is he can't eat. The Khivan the Ain Mach Sheva Zochlam Bizrika, Shabri Yitzhubi the Chavazo.
Hmm.
And Yeshua Shabri gives us Rabbeinu Hanano.
Aminu Kedin means the Chalos of the Maisa Aminu is qualifying.
Right.
And then there's no psul.
There's no psul in the carbon itself. Right, but it's where he's also.
Is he equating the chalos of the mais aminoi with the being a baal of the carbon?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
Baal carbon means.
Well, they're two different things.
They're two different things.
But the right results.
They're tied together here.
Tied together, yeah. When Yeshiva's shop or Yisrach. Ukfarnas Meyer, the Raman Polik Bazel, Sfirulay.
Sfirulay, the Kol Shehu Chola, Bishash Shrita, Pakamine, Din Minio Ligam. Umoel Zos, Kamlai Choshev, Machsheva Shinoi Bailam. Lahachi, Yushapatzak, the Enel Mirza Bailey Chovas, the Chumash Shazam.
Yes. What?
That's the
Machodis.
Do you say
Bishash
Shrita is in Roy, that the Mino itself becomes
involved? It's as if he didn't undergo the Maisa Mino.
Right.
The halachic structure of the Maisa Mino.
Right.
Is it a cancellation of the invitation?
Right.
It's like Yemoshe Yadav.
Right.
It's automatically.
Automatically, yeah.
It has to be realized that the Shashrit.
That's right, it has to be realizable. It's not realizable.
And no, the Shashrit, when the Pesach.
There's no invitation
coming.
That's right, when the Tachos also.
Right. It's like a minoy tonight. You're
going to
be able to eat.
You're going to
be a
royal field of shashrita. Right. It can't just be. It's a maisa minoy that must be capable of realization. Otherwise, it's not a minoy. That's the split.
But what did you just say? That's the maisa minoy. The maisa minoy stands on its own, regardless of whether it can be realized or not.
Well, right. The shas minoy, everyone agrees he had to be royal field, no?
B'shans minu, yes, that at every reason. That's the chalos. So he's going on, he's taking off a little bit from what he said in the previous paragraph. That once you create what's necessary to create the chalos, right, doesn't have to continue to exist after the chalos is created.
Right. And that's really been chalam all the way through.
Right.
The Rambam holds it has to be so to confirm when the shechita is
right.
The carbon begins.
Right. So he'll lose the whole minui. The minui has to be, it's not called an invitation if it can't be realized. It's not an invitation.
Even though the Shas Rika, he's an Einar Lachila, that doesn't break it.
Even though the Shas Rika. Whoops.
What's the Shashkita coin to the, what's the Shashkita coin to the Rambam? What happens at Shkita? The
Meisa Minu
is before the
Shkita. Oh, at Shkita, the Minu is realized.
It's realized. It becomes realized at the Shas Shkita. Now, if after it's realized, so to speak, now it's, you can't eat from it anymore, it doesn't become unreal. You don't take that back.
I don't take that
back. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if it doesn't need to be, the shame of Minoy doesn't ever need to be realized. It's just the shame of the Meisa.
It's just a technical Maisa being mana.
Right.
That Maisa itself has value. Now he's invited.
Right.
No one can say he came to the party uninvited.
You want the cookie?
Right. Is it really the right, is that the concept of Mina? Like invited? Is that like your...
And it's not exactly the same.
I know, but it's like kind of...
It's like a similar idea.
Not just in terms of the categories, but
right. Except in the regular world, no one's that technical about it.
But there's halachas of whether you're allowed to be man without need the rishus of bnei chabura.
Right.
You can't just point yourself out of the problem.
No, you can't point yourself. But if you make the carbon last mother, you're a monarch.
Right, by yourself.
Because of
yourself. Make a party for yourself.
Yeah. And only invite you.
But then show up with us the concept is supposed to be it's a group, a peasant's supposed to be a group of Yechon.
That's right. What does Ram say? You do it for Yechon, right? Only if you can eat the whole carbon. Yeah.
Right. But some people hold it.
Yeah, I think Rashi.
Holds it, can't do it at all.
Yeah, I think so.
Smachlok is in the Gemara, I think.
Smachlok is in the Gemara?
Come here.
Yeah. All right. One more paragraph to go.
You didn't even look at it.
Thank God we didn't go there.
This paragraph is Rabbi Yachol Lechol B'Shazrika Neidin Hezach Yachol Ikarev Alav.
What is that, Sean?
Where are you reading?
There's a different one.
No, Blavach and you again. The Kodam Shchita right now, the Nidmar Shul Sidem, Hachi Yishachay. Hashem Kin Lacha Shchit, and Yachol Bimashach Menach. Vegam tekvar hukvar kogun le balov beshchita, right?
Yeah, okay.
Below shayach old klal she yufka din milu yu bala mei kogun.
Right.
Asher al kain, the meila, the gam beini yachol lecho beshaz rika, nei dein a pesach yachol ikar balov, avo mikom kom ein a posel o bishum shini bailam, kivin de balov of shol akar b'mekri.
Right.
Isn't that the opposite of what you wanted to say yesterday?
Yeah, I changed what I wanted.
Right?
I changed.
Yeah. I mentioned your question to Howie Ball. He immediately said, you're forgetting what the Rav Chaim said before. Because in other words, what we should have asked is, if you're going to, according to that, should be possible.
According to that, the carbon should be possible?
Yeah. Because if there's no Bilam, then it's possible.
Well, doesn't the Rambam actually hold that? Is that all the Bilam Shem Kova?
Yeah.
So the Rambam actually holds that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I was out of question.
So that's the question we should have asked yesterday. So you can't say that that because the carbon is not Nikar of Olav, that it's Mafkira Bilam.
Oh, you mean because by Shvuka, Peshaz Rika?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That was the question. Ellie asked me that this morning. Right. Okay. Sure. But maybe also according to the way you were learning, it's a question, no?
Why?
Because if you're saying it's like a substantial cause without it being...
Yeah, but I was saying Bishas Shvita. In other words, I was saying that Bishas Shvita, you can't be a monui in din and yet be Asa Bachila.
Okay, but...
You were saying the whole time, right? You were saying it the whole way along, if at any point...
Now that's a separate question. That I'm not sure about. I hold that way, but you can argue on that.
Okay.
Because you can say that during that time, whatever happens is uneventful.
Right. It's
Shchita.
Right.
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 But that's a separate question.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we were saying was that...
The
problem between the Rach and the Rambam is that according to the Rach, even though he becomes a chola, he still has a shame monoi.
Right.
Right.
B'shashchita.
Even after shchita.
Even b'shashchita,
but the shame bialim will always be there.
Right,
right,
and that's why he can be yotzei dechalasa.
He still can't be yotzei yischiyah if he's a chol b'shashchita.
If he becomes a chol even b'shashchita,
I thought that he's not yotzei yischiyah, even according to Ben Chanan.
Why?
Because the carbon can't be nikar of bavuro because of ishul piyata.
No, carbon can't be nikar of bavuro. It's only nisrachila. It's only nisrachila.
But it also means not yotzei yischiyav, no?
No. In other words, you could do l'shem barov.
Yeah, but he's not yotzei yischiyav. He is chayv in pesach sheni.
What?
He's chayv in pesach sheni. If he's a chol b'shash chita.
Oh, you mean he is, but the other people are.
Right.
There's no shinibara. There's no din shinibara.
Yeah.
Right.
But according to the Rambam, what does the Rambam say?
Is that if he's, even though he did the Maisa Mihir,
he's going to be a Sibayi Echavasa. Why? Because he did it with Shem Bible.
Right.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's not a Mana. He's not a Mana at all, according to the Rambam.
Right. But so now when we get down to Machlokes and the Rach and the Rambam.
Right.
So according to the Rach, he still is considered a monoi.
Right. Because the mice amino is extant.
What?
Because the mice amino is extant. Because the mice amino, right?
He's still considered a monoi.
Right.
So therefore what?
There's no psul of shinei bialim.
So there's no shinei bialim.
Right.
Yes, give me some. A monoi anymore.
Right.
So it's not a monoi, but there's no psul intrinsic in the carbon because it's not damulei.
Right.
But according to the Rach, the shame bialim still is there.
Right.
There's no shinei bialim at all.
What?
There's no shinei bialim at all.
No shinei bialim at all.
Yeah. Right.
So therefore. Therefore, it's Zarim Yotze by the Chavasa.
Right.
The only thing is that if it can't be Nishchat Bavuro, then he's also Bachila.
Right.
Okay.
Right. There's one thing that we're going to say for the Rambam.
What?
For the Rambam. In that paragraph, in Balav Hachi Nirke.
Yeah.
So it just, it maybe it's like the way it's formulated for the Rambam is there's a Maisa meaning before Shchita. And then Bishash Shchita, the minoy is realized in the carbon itself. Because you see Reb Chaim over there, he says, Mashinkim achar shchita, the ene yachol li mashik menu, the grand hukva carbon la baila v'shchita.
Right.
V'lo shach ul klash yufka din minoy balam shalom meha carbon. So that basically before the shchita, it's really halach in the galvar, he's a monoy. It's with the maisa minoy. But b'shach shchita, once the hakarovas of carbon starts, the shame bala is nitfas in the carbon itself. And once it becomes part of the carbon.
Once it's kosher b'shashchita.
Right. If he's a roi lachil b'shashchita, then it's nitfas in the carbon.
If the carbon is not nikkur bavuro, it won't be enough to give a shame monoi.
Right, and the shame bala.
Right, correct. Exactly. That's why. That's why even b'shashrika, if he gets
right,
sick again.
That's right. That's correct.
Because it's correct. But it's only nitfas in the carbon. The shame bala is nitfas in the carbon if he's chazi lachil b'shashchita.
Right. Because kavur b'shashchita.
Right.
Like at Shashchita, so to speak, the Torah transfers the Shemoneh from the Gavra to the Chetza of the carbon itself. That's why.
Shashchita.
Right. And that's.
And even though it's not Nikr of Bavuro,
right. Doesn't matter.
It'll stick because it's part of the carbon.
It won't be Mafkia.
Right.
But that's. Everybody else.
Right.
Right. Just when's it Nikva, though? The Ra holds its Nikva by the Mais Amino itself.
Right.
The Ra holds. Well, it's not that the Ra holds Nikva by the Mais Amino, it's the Ra also agrees with Shita. But the Rav maintains that once the Gavra goes through the technicality of being a monoi,
right?
So it can't be mufka.
I mean, the shchita will be koveya him even if he's not a roi lachila.
The shchita will still be koveya.
Right.
And that's the machlokas. Will the shchita be a koveya for anyone who underwent the ma'aseh minoi?
The machlokas is there a maisa minui without a substance of being a monoi? In other words, the maisa minui is that he's mamanahem for if it's a chalos maisa minui.
Right.
But now he's not roi lachila b'shashchita. So the question is, can the maisa minui survive the fact that b'shashchita, where it's kovea, he's ain't a roi lachila? So the Rach holds that it's halacha in the Maisa Minu. And once it's a Maisa Minu, the Maisa Minu is extended. The Rambam maintains that the Maisa Minu can't stand alone without the substance of the Gavra being a monarch. You can't have a Chalos Maisa Minu in the Gavra. The Chalos of the Gavra is a monarch. If he's an Eina Roi Lachila, so then he's an Eina monarch. And it's Mafkia the whole Minu. You can't have just a Maisa Minu in abstract.
But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even if he's a chol b'shashchita, he's a manoi.
Yeah,
yes, sir,
he's a manoi.
Because the ma'aseh
minoi. It's an
equivocal test. The ma'aseh minoi will produce a shame manoi b'shashchita.
That's what he stops at the beginning, where he said etza ma'aseh minoi. The Bevis Lahufka etza ma'aseh minoi. So he holds there's an etza ma'aseh minoi, and that's why we gave that example as an invitation.
Right.
But the Rambam maintains that there's no such thing. You can't have an invitation and not be a guest. As long as the guy's not roi, it's mafkir a whole invitation.
Right.
So to speak.
Right.
That's the machlokes.
Yeah.
But once he's nikva as a baal karbon, then it doesn't matter that he's not an enema.
Point to the Rambam? Yeah, the fact that ena karbon nikva bavura has nothing to do with it. That doesn't have to do with that. Has to do with the fact that he's ain't a carbon liquor bavur, so he's also b'achila.
Right. But the shame bala carbon.
Otherwise, the Rambam, how come Rambam says it's kosher?
Right. Correct.
Okay.
In which case it's kosher?
In
this case,
it's rika. Yeah, for sure. Right, but I just want, we're trying, of why specifically I'm saying it would only be b'shashchita according to the Rambam? The why? I'm just saying why I wanted to say that it's only if you become a chol of b'shashchita.
I mean, what I said was I wanted to say that
before
if you lose it,
right,
that it can't survive.
Right.
And you wanted to say only b'shashchita.
Right. But maybe just to give a svar for why that would be.
Yeah.
It's because the way it works is there's the minoi, the ma'aseh minoi according to the Rambam, which is really just a chalos and a gavra of a ma'aseh minoi.
Right.
Right. And then the b'shashchita is when
you don't mean the ma'aseh minoi, you mean the actual minoi.
Minoi.
Maisa Minu is more at the Rach. You mean the actual system of Minu.
That you apply to the Gavra before the Shita.
Maisa Gavra.
Yeah, but it's simply a different
the Gavra. At that moment, the Gavra has to be a Roi Lachol.
Right, for sure.
Okay.
Okay? But then what happens is that B'Shashchita, when the carbon starts,
So then you get the shame of Bala Karban. That minor, the Gavra, becomes nitvas in the chetz of the Karban, Shashkita, when the Shkita Tachosa.
Well, you mean to say, because the minui is a minui for the carbon.
To be a Bala Karban.
Right. And therefore, as long as Bashash Shkita is a Roy, the minui is for the Shashkita.
Right. That's Haskalah of the Avodah Zakarban.
Right, that's what it's for. So what happens in between doesn't matter.
Right, and if he's Chazi Lachila Bashashkita, then it will be realized, it'll become Bala Karban and Manoi.
Because the minui intrinsically is
for that. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so he has to be Roy when the Maisa Mina takes place, and then when it becomes
realized.
What happens in between doesn't matter, because it's inconsequential.
Right.
There's no Chalos Man din then.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay. Okay, so now where are we? Now what do we have to do here? Well, if you know, Rashi. Why doesn't he like Rashi, first of all? Right? He doesn't like Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara.
Right.
Because according to Rashi, the whole machlok is now by Rav Ashi, between Rav Chista and between Rabbah, has nothing to do with the Arelus itself.
Per se.
Because really, everybody holds it as a Shini Bailam.
Right.
Because of the fact that it's It's
not minuyim. It's ain't a minuyim.
Not from minuyim, right? Not from minuyim. But the only question is the fact that he's an Orel Amila, which will protect him,
right?
Somehow, or that's what Rabba maintains, or not?
Right.
So that's like a totally different question. Right. Has nothing to do with the whole sugi before. Doesn't follow.
Right. It's not the psul of Arles.
Right. Okay, but now according to the Rambam, why does it follow?
Right. Because it's according to Rambam, it's also kind of like a different sugya too.
What?
It's kind of shifting into a new sugya of Shina Bailam also according to Rambam.
Right. Right.
It's like true, like it's the Gorim is the psul Arles, but it's not really about Arles.
Right. So let's define, according to the Rambam, why it's following.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So how would you define the way the Rambam learns the sugya? Rashi we define well. Rashi is simply a question whether the Shem Arla is helpful in protecting him from the Shini Bailam or not, and that's a question of whether it's
what? Hal of Dumididai, because of Hal.
Hal of Dumididai, the question of Hal. Question if it's a Yahoo Sakinatsma.
Right. Along with Rashi, which the Fan doesn't mention it, but I think it's implicit, is that the whole essence of the case is that he's an Einamanai. According to Rashi, that he's an Eina Manoi.
Right.
And the Gemara doesn't per se at all that they're Eina Manuyim. He's just saying he's shefting it for Arelam. You know, like normally you'd assume Ashtit is a pestle, that's for people who are Manuyim. The whole case is a case.
Right, but Rashi is Arelam Shaina Manuyim.
I know, the Gemara doesn't say that.
Right.
Like that's the whole point of Rashi. It's like a whole case.
That doesn't bother him as much as Rashi's shifting the whole
emphasis
nature of the Machlokes.
It's funny what bothers Reb Chaim.
What?
So it's funny what bothers Reb Chaim.
Yeah.
You know? Where?
Reb Chaim answers one of my questions in the shush here. How an RO could be a monoi?
He says he can.
What?
No. Oh, you mean beforehand?
Right.
It's like the
Maisa. Right. According to the Rambam answer, not according to Rashi.
According to Rashi, no.
According to Rashi, I have a real Menuhim and a real Shein Menuhim.
Right, you have both.
So how does he answer Avant Rama?
What?
How does he answer Avant Rama?
Go ahead. You want to say it?
No, I'm asking you.
What?
How does it answer according to
Rama? Because you'll see it in a minute.
Oh, okay.
But in the case, because he could be Masakim, so he'll be on the Yeshbiyado.
Because he holds an RO really can't be a Monoi.
Bishash.
Oh, it's just Bishash.
Just Bishash Minoi.
But Bishash Shchita.
When you really need the actualization of the Shem Monoi,
right.
It doesn't.
It can only be a Monoi temporarily.
Because he's gonna be Masakim.
Because of the fact that he's Yechol Asakim Asma.
Right. Right.
But once shchita takes place,
it's
safka.
Right.
So that answers my question. But my question was on Rashi. We didn't do the Rambam. and wisely so. Leave that for him.
Right. But it's different from a chola, though, right?
I mean, what?
It's different from a chola. Still, you couldn't even do a maisa minoi to a chola.
Right.
Because a chola, even though it's not the time for realization yet, since it's not in his control at all.
Because by a chola, you don't say yachol
asakan. He's not omid for anything. You can't say he's omid for realization at
That's
all.
That's right, because you don't say yachol
asakan.
You only say yachol asakan, so as possible. Okay, so how do we interpret the Rambam's understanding of the Sugya? So, in other words, an arlus is two psul.
Right.
There's a psul of arlus, and there's a psul of Lomuyev.
Right.
So there's two psul.
Right.
So the Gemara's question is...
So they argue, right? Which one?
The Gemara's question is it possible to experience the psul of Shinei Bailam in arlus? Or if that psul, arlus will not allow it to become realized? That's the machlokes. Otherwise, the question is this two psulim and arlus? But the question is, can each one be realized? Or only the psul arlus can be realized, and the psul shini bailam cannot be realized? So that's why speaking in a case where there's no psul of arlus, where you have l'mitzvah sarelim. So now the question is, can the psul of shini bailam be realized? Or the psul of arlus would make it not dumi didi day. So the whole chakir is a chakir in the two psulim of arlus. So that Reb Chaim holds is a no machlekes. I say chakir, same thing. All machlekes is machlekes in the two psulim of arlus. So that has continuity with the Gemara before.
Right.
But if it can never be realized, in what sense do you say that there are two psulim of arlus?
There isn't.
You mean like there's
still a two psulim?
Conceptually, there's a second.
Conceptually, right. Conceptually, he's not a monarchy, so he's a shalom lumiyah.
But never expresses itself.
But it practically, it'll never emerge. I mean, according to Rav Chisda.
Right.
That's the way it was.
Practically.
So that proves what? So now, what is this? So what's the proof to the Rambam? So that's the proof to the Rambam that if he's in any yachol lecho, b'shas shchita, that's mafkir the minui.
Right?
And yachol lecho is mafkir the minui.
Mr. Rabbeinu Chananel couldn't learn this way.
What?
Mr. Rabbeinu Chananel couldn't learn this way.
Right.
Because at the shas minui, definitely you could be a mimanah.
Right.
Because he's...
Right. I mean, so it would remain with him. Quoted Ben Chanano.
Right.
Right. Okay, that's our plan. Amazing.
Rabbi, can I ask you a side question?
Yeah.
On the last paragraph, according to Rashi, right?
Rashi's
way of learning this Gemara.
Right.
Right, so the Machlokas, to my mind, comes out a little funny, because you have that if they were just simply non-Menuyim, right, without the issue of Arlos... Right, so then it would be a Shinoi Bailam.
If they were simply non-Menuyim, you mean the Arelim were non-Menuyim?
Right. Well, if they weren't Arelim, if they were just regular non-Menuyim. They were Mulim, just non-Menuyim. So then it would be Shinoi Bailam if you had a mind for them. If you had a mind to do Zrika for them.
If the Mulim were not Menuyim?
Yeah.
So if you were just regular Shinoi Bailam. So now just one sheet of holds, though, that it, because they're Arelim, so now it's not the Midi Day.
And it's not what?
Then now it's not Dumi Lidei anymore, because he's
an Arla.
I don't know, just to my mind, I don't see that Svara clearly, like how the Arlus is like Mitzdari, how it relates to the fact that he's not a monarch. Like how does one affect the other? It just seems like they're separate things.
What, I mean the Psul of Arlus?
The Psul of Arlus saves you, according to Rashi, according to...
Right, because not Dumi Lidei. That's the Halacha, though. That if you were L'shem Ola, it's... It's not mafkia. L'shem chatas, it is mafkia. Because it has to be dumi didei. So you can't place the name of the other guy on the carbon. can't assign the name of the other guy in a carbon if it's not done today.
Right. I guess I'm asking, like, basically, what's the machlokas according to that way of going? I'm basically asking, what's the machlokas Rabba and Rav Chisda according to that? Whether the
Isles. Whether you say Ho'el or not.
That's a machlokas of Ho'el. We're not arguing about Dumi Didei.
Oh, okay. You're right.
You don't know what's the idea of Dumi Didei.
Right.
Yeah, that they agree with.
Right. They agree that Norel in theory isn't Dumi Didei. It's just that maybe he is because
Right. Okay. Right.
We wanted to say for just like the point of Dumi Didei, like that idea. Is like the Psul Shinoi Bailam. You know, like the famous statement by Pauli, Wolfgang Pauli, that I forgot who was the theory, he said it's not even wrong.
Pauli?
Yeah, Pauli said it's not even wrong, you know?
He was Jewish.
He was, yeah. They're all Jewish, they're all the content guys, right? But the Psul Shinoi Bailam, where apostles really passes the carbon, you know, by Chatas and Pesach. So the Psul is, it's the wrong Baal. It's the wrong Baal. So the wrong Baal means like he could have been a Baal, but he's not. So it's the wrong guy. You know, Reuven could have been a Baal. He's, in theory, he's in the category of Baalist karma, but he's not the right Baal. Shimon is. So it's the wrong guy. But if you have a mind for somebody that's not even a Baal, I mean, you shechted for a couch, a rock, or this guy's an Arab. It's just not, it's not even the wrong, the, it's not the psul of the wrong Baal. It's simply, it's not the right guy. It's definitely not the right guy.
Yeah, you're right.
But there's two psul. There's a psul not the right guy. Right.
It's not even wrong.
It's
not even in the union.
Right. It's got to be in the union, just not the right guy. Then you say it's wrong.
It's the wrong particular.
The wrong particular in the category, but it's not in the category. You can't say it's the wrong particular. It's not wrong. It's just it's not in the category.
That's good. That's good.
The other psul, though, the psul that the carbon is kosher, but it's not l'shem chova, that's if it's not for the right guy.
That's right.
Right.
If it's not the right guy, it's not for the right guy, then it's not Yotzei Chavasa.
It's lacking in the seal of Shema.
Right, so even if he's not doing the day, who cares? It's still not the right guy. That's right. So the positive karma, it's got to be a positive psul of the wrong guy. Right, then it has to be the wrong guy. It's got to be in the category of the wrong particular.
Okay.